After winning their playoff opener the previous Saturday afternoon at home over visiting New Auburn 62-13, the 8-1 McDonald Macs were ready to host visiting Clayton. They'd beaten the Bears earlier in the season 66-0, but would they get a tougher test this time around?
And there's the handoff. Moulton off the left side, the 45, the 40. Moulton, the 35, the 30. He may go. The 20, the 15, the 10. 5, touchdown for Dawson Moulton. The Macs are on the scoreboard with 10:25 to go first quarter. And Seth Smisky saying, I told you so.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know how many games now this year we've scored on the opening play of offense, but it's got to be at least 4 or 5 now.
Smisky off to the left side. Luke Anderson to the right. Cale home under center, Eli step, and Moulton behind him, I formation. Then Eli off to the left, pitch out to Moulton to the far side. He's going to dash for the end zone and get in there. Touchdown, and the Macs lead at 13-0. And Dawson Moulton off to the races. He's going to take it to the house. 61 yards, and Dawson Moulton, second score of the game, and the Macs lead at 19-0. Second and 9 now for Cale Holman company. And faking, and then the handoff, Eli step the 45 midfield. He's going to go into the secondary, and he's going to knock down at the 34-yard line. So a great run for Eli of 25 yards. All right, I formation behind home, and he'll roll to his right, looking down the field. He's got his receiver, and there's the catch. Touchdown for Luke Anderson, and the Macs lead at 25-0. The handoff up the middle, Dawson Moulton, his fourth touchdown of the night. Moulton takes it in from 6 yards out, and the Macs go up 32-0. Cale Holman the handoff. Dawson Moulton the 40, the 35, the 30. He's going to break it. He's into the secondary. He's going to go all the way. Dawson Moulton, touchdown. And the Macs now lead it 38-0 with 3:01 to go in the first half. Here in the final 15 seconds after that timeout, Schradl, the freshman quarterback from the pistol, intercepted by the Macs. Down the side, there's Moulton, and he's going to get it all the way close to the red zone. Dawson Moulton on the interception. Cale Holm going to hand it off. Dawson Moulton going in for his sixth touchdown of this game from 13 yards out, and the Macs lead it by a score of 45-0. For that, now second and 10 for the Macs. Into Clayton territory. Holmes going to throw the home run ball. He's got Luke Anderson out there for the catch and the touchdown. The Macs go on top 51-0. And there's an interception for Eli Stepp at the 35, the 40. Midfield, Eli running to the far side, still going the 40, the 35, the 30. The guy's got serious speed. Eli Stepp all the way. Touchdown. A 65-yard interception return. The Macs go up 58-0.
Tonight, it's the Macs on the road, Level 3, 8-player football action against 10-0 Flambeau. The Falcons, 38-20 winners over Frederick last Friday night. They have not been beaten all season long as they won the Northwoods East Conference. In the coaches' poll, they get a 5 ranking to McDonald's 3, but in the WIAA seeding for 8-player, Flambeau the 1 seed hosting McDonald the 2 seed. Coming next on WOGO Sports. This is Max Football.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Football is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, Nicolet Bank, Ashley Construction, Weirs Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Kelm Law Firm, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Maurer Speary Insurance, Quality Propane, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, and Check Law Firm. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO Sports Team, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO, go Max! Your sports station.
Voters in New York City, they are not
idiots. Dawson Halver, and welcome to Flambeau. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky with you. And we've got Grant Smith in sidelines, our video producer, Sam Aberle. And again, back at our WOGO studio, if our board operator is able to remove the audio from our headsets, that would be much appreciated. It's actually 11-0. One of their games, a forfeit over Rib Lake. against 9-1 McDonald. And one of the things Seth Smisky has said is really both teams haven't been tested much. Yes, McDonald has one loss to Gilman, but really not many close games at all. And same thing for Plymouth.
Yeah, and that's why it's really hard to judge this matchup tonight because, you know, both conferences, you know, not too strong. So it's to say what we're going to see out here with any confidence, I think.
Yeah, and Flamingo, the champions of the Northwoods East Conference. You'll hear head coach Aaron Frafjord in his fifth or sixth season talking about that later. And then also McDonald with coach Mark Maloney has done such a great job here for the Macs at winning the North Central East Conference. For Flambo, you're less familiar. 11-0, started with a 36-0 win over Northwood Solon Springs, downing Bruce 52-8, Athens 48-12, Hurley 42-8, Schwamagon Butternut Mercer 72-0, 58-8 over Phillips, Almond Bancroft 66-20, the 1-0 shutout over Rip Lake on a forfeit. They beat Prentice 24-0, and then in the playoffs, downing Bruce 46-0 at last week's win 38-20 last Friday night over Frederick here at what they call the Nest for the Falcons, the home of Jimmy Leonard. He'll come up later in my interview, but of course as a quarterback in high school defense, lo and behold, the one of the great walk-ons in the history of Wisconsin football.
Yeah, it is, and I've never been to this field. It's cool to be up here.
It sure is. And so it's the Fighting Falcons of Flambeau hosting your McDonald Max, and we've got it for you coming next. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. And when we come back, head coach Aaron Frafjord of Flambeau, later Mark Maloney of the Macs, McDonald and Flambeau, level 3 in 8-player tonight on WOGO Sports. This is Macs Football.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Wirzgala installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to Wirzgala.com.
It's game time at CVTC. Kick off Govember Thursday, November 6th at our Fall Open House in Eau Claire and River Falls. Meet instructors, explore program options, and apply for free. Whether you're just out of high school or ready to take your career in a new direction, CVTC's flexible, affordable programs will help you gain the skills to step confidently into in-demand jobs and build the future you want. Take control of your playbook. Register now at cvtc.edu/fall.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over 2 decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald's Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald's athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. RiverCountryCoop.com.
Max pregame on WOGO Sports, FM 103.1, WOGO.com, the live video stream of the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. Aaron Frafjord, head coach of the Flambeau Falcons. Coach, congrats on a perfect season, 11-0.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
First of all, you win the Northwoods East Conference. That was the first big accomplishment, right?
Yeah, that was the first goal of ours this year, to go out and set that. It's a pretty tough conference. Phillips has been dominating for the last couple of years, and, we had our chance to take it.
So. Yeah. And then last week over Frederick, as I look at the comparative score, one of your more competitive games of the year.
Yeah, they're a big team. Had a really good
win. For your club, it seems to all start with Cole Sly. 5-11, 1-9, run, pass, you do it all.
Yeah, he's a bowling ball. He runs the offense for us. He can turn it on when he needs to, and he's going to lower his shoulder and get the extra yards when he needs to, too.
But what a great compliment Chance Ludischer is, too. I mean, he can run, but he can catch the ball.
Yeah, Chance is a total game changer. He can make anything out of nothing, and it's just a blessing to have on the team.
So the Max defense is going to be tested tonight, but obviously the Flambeau defense will be tested as well, starting with Dawson Moulton.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what we're going to do. Pretty quick kid, pretty shifty. So we'll try bottle him and see what happens.
But McDonald can throw the ball, too. I mean, you got to be impressed. Cale Holm, 16 TDs, no interceptions, throws for over 1,000 yards in the year.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna be tested, but hopefully we can come out and win.
The alma mater of Jimmy Leonard. I mean, it's got to be awesome to be the head coach here at his alma mater, Flambeau.
Yeah, it is. It's a great tradition here. It's not only just Jimmy Leonard, but it's the rest of those guys that played on some of these state teams. And we got a couple on staff right now, and it's pride. It's a great thing to be a part of.
So in your mind, the key to the game, the key to winning this one tonight is what?
Win the turnover battle and tackle.
There we go. Thanks so much, Coach. We wish you the best tonight and the rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
Aaron Frafjord, he's the head coach of the Flambeau Falcons. We'll hear from Coach Maloney when we come back in 2 minutes. This is Max Football.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better. clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the McDonald football team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Reese Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
The live video stream on the Old Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook, radio at FM 103.1 AM City, and the live stream at Old.com. Wisconsin Flambeau High School on the season, and the Fiddler Flambeau starts with Cole Klein, no question. I mean, he's a big round hitter, more than 1,600 yards. And obviously, he throws the ball.
So those are the two kids that we got contained. So we can kind of contain those two kids, you know, from putting up yardage on us offensively, and our defense steps up and stops those two kids. We should be okay. Offensively, on our side of the ball, I think we're going to be okay. Our offense has been grooving quite a bit lately, so we're hoping that we can stop their offense and get our offense going.
Desian Matthews, is he back tonight?
He is not. He's got some back problems there, and I don't think he's going to make it back. You know, he's got a crack in his backbones or something like that. So yeah, they're pretty much recommended him not playing.
So no Miss King in his
place. Yeah, in his spot, and we got King. Who's taking the linebacker spot? Of course, they'll be running that fullback.
Yeah, for sure. And Isaac Crawford had that foot injury activated last week.
He's good to go, but we're going to use him when we need him out there. So we kind of switched up some defense a little bit that way, too. So.
All right, well, we asked Coach Fraftor the key to the game, mocking and tackling for you. Coach Maloney, the key to the game to determine who comes out on top in this level 3 8-player game.
It's got to be our defense. If our defense can stop their offense, that's the key.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Coach, we wish you the best. We'll talk afterwards. Grant Smiski on the sidelines.
Okay.
Pre-game show, and Coach Fraftor said turnovers and tackling, and Coach Maloney saying the defense tonight. When you're faced with a challenge of how you respond determines the real winners, Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes sportsmanship matters in your community as well. RuralMutual.com/WIA and see how your community can work together to be true champions. Level 3 high school football tonight, and so let's get our Toyson Ford keys to the game with Seth Smiski, and if Grant is aboard, we'll try to bring him in too. Again, Toyson Ford, you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Seth, how about it?
Well, you know, not knowing a lot, but just watching this team warm up here, I think a big part of it's just going to be our physicality. You know, what we need to match what they bring, because these guys are going to be scrappy.
Yeah.
And match what they bring, that really plays in on defense. And I think we'll be just fine.
They are built very solid. The coach talking about quarterback Schley as a bowling ball. Grant, how about you? Key to the game.
First of all, we got to stop the run, and then we can't fall asleep. I think that if we really sell out on the run, then they might try and dump a pass off over our heads, and we don't want that happening. So control the line of scrimmage.
All right. Those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. It's Level 3 high school football playoff action. Great to be playing on Halloween, Reformation Day, the last day of October. And we've got it for you coming next. WOGO Sports coverage of Max Playoff Football. continues in a moment on WOGO on a Friday night.
Post glass and mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post glass and mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post glass and mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
An electric guitar rendition of our national anthem, outstanding, and a great way to start this contest here tonight as we're at Flambeau. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky and Grant Smisky on the sideline. Seems like, I don't know, maybe we're getting a little interference with Grant's mic there on the sideline. The quality of your audio is great, Grant, but I'm not sure. All right, so we've got a lot to take care of here, including the fact that we need to tell you about the dairy industry. Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro football players know that they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. All right, so let's get the introduction, the starting lineups. Let's listen to the public address announcer here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Yes, Miski, both teams introduces the team. So
yes,
that shortened up the introduction to the starting lineups. Flambeau in the red uniforms with the black pants. They've got the black numerals and some white trim. McDonald, I got to tell you, these jerseys, the white jerseys, the gold pants, but the gold numbers are very tough to read, unfortunately.
They are very hard to see. So picking somebody off the bottom of the pile, yeah, it's going to be difficult tonight.
I'm going to need your help, Seth.
Yeah, and Grant, I'm sure Grant will have a good view over there as well.
Grant, we're going to need your eyes down there, buddy.
Yes, sir.
All right, Grant, talk to us about playoff football, the different feel, and not just playoffs, but about level three action. What's going through these guys' minds and hearts as they're out here at the Nest tonight at Flambeau?
You got to play like there's no tomorrow, because if you lose, there won't be. And the pressure is just a little bit higher, but it's just exciting. It's fun. It's fun to be this close.
You know? And this team, there's no question about it. They're dreaming of getting to Rapids on November 15th for that Saturday championship game, right?
Absolutely. This game's on their mind, but in the back of their mind, they definitely think about that a little bit.
Yeah. All right. So we're about ready. It'll be Cale Holm to do the kicking. And again, Isaac Crawford's going to play in the secondary tonight, but Cale will be handling those chores. And we're about ready to go, and we are underway. And Flambeau with the return out to the 30, past the 30, about the 33-yard lines, and several Macs greeting to turn him back. And this Level 3 football game is underway. Nearly 800 of the state's top student-athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and athletically through the WIA Scholar Athlete Award Program, sponsored by We Energies Foundation, the WBS Foundation. Applicants will be in the running for 32 state Scholar Athlete Awards and a $1,000 scholarship to be presented at the reception in May. Application materials available exclusively online through the WIA website. The deadline for nominations is March 6, 2026. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping education in sports. And we are underway here from Flambeau. First play, and Schley back to pass. First down, he's going to throw the long ball, racing down the sideline and through his intended receiver's hands. Incomplete, Seth Smiske. How about that one?
That was a gutsy call, and it was a great call. I mean, just flat out dropped the ball there. Otherwise, if he doesn't score, he's got a heck of a gain on his hands.
Wow.
I was actually really super surprised to see that.
Yeah, again, they do not throw that much. I can tell you that was Oliver Taylor. And Oliver Taylor on the year did catch 11 balls for 144 yards, one touchdown, but that was almost his second. So going to the air right away.
Perfect pass. That was just
it was.
Perfect
it was
pass.
Right on the money from Schley.
Yep.
And a lot of seniors leading near side. And about the 36-yard line, it looks like the 34 would be your line of scrimmage. And now we get a second down and 8 from the 36 and a gain of 2 on the play.
Ryan Smiske doing a great job there on the end just to.
And that drop pass on the bomb, that would have been 6. All right, so now a third down and 8. And they take it, and the handoff, and this one pounding off the left side is Ludasher. But McDonald defense putting the squeeze on Ludasher, the second leading rusher on this squad.
Yeah, he is going to have a little room to run there, but Eli, just his closing speed is just, it's so incredible.
They give him 2 yards forward progress to the 38, a 4th and 6 from there. And so now Flambeau back to punt. But again, anything's possible. They had a big surprise on first down, so who knows tonight. And 4th and 6 is the McDonald defense holding, and there's the boot down the field, and Stepp's going to let it roll out of bounds on the far side at about the 26-yard line, where McDonald's offense will take over. 1st and 10. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass. So from the 26, hey, that McDonald defense holding right
away.
Yeah,
looked really good right there. I don't think there was one play there where we were other than that pass.
Yeah, you're right. And, no, Oliver Taylor beat his man, got down the field.
Yep, and
but
they're coming back to that. You can about guarantee that. So.
But that was the surprise. And so it takes me back. Chris Johnson's first game with the backer, Aaron Rodgers, against the Vikings, and he dropped a 75-yard touchdown pass. Pounding right away off the right side, getting out close to the 30-yard line, Dawson Moulton for the Max.
You guys got me? You got me?
Yeah, we got you.
We got you now. Yep.
Yeah. Battery issue or what?
I think it was a battery
issue. All right. Well, good thing we loaded you up tonight. So.
Yes, sir.
All right, second down and 6. How about that drop pass, though? Wow.
Yeah, that was, you know, I think it's probably a little bit slippery, but I might have taken his eyes off the ball.
Is there a bit of mist right now?
There, probably a little less than mist, but there is a little precipitation.
Yeah, just a little bit, a tiny amount. And now back to pass, Cale Holm, and through the hands of his receiver, and then he stumbles and falls, and maybe a little message between the two teams. So
yeah, it looked like there was a little chatting going on between Luke and the secondary there, but. You know, hey, it's playoff football. You got to think that's going to happen.
Third down, Luke's pass reception numbers stand out in this game. 27 catches, 658 yards, 13 touchdowns, and averaging 24.4 per reception. There's nothing like that on the Flambeau side in terms of the pass attack. And you got to impress with Cale Holm. Again, I am. 16 touchdowns, no interceptions. Wow, on the season. Leading McDonald to 9-1. Holm on the pitch out to the near side. Coming, Dawson Moulton, and not going to get enough for the first down. Going to create a fourth down situation here. So both teams' defense is flexing out of the gate, Seth.
Yeah, I don't know when the last time it is that we punted on our first series,
right,
offensive series of the game. So even against Gilman, we took it to the house on the first play. So
yeah,
this is, like I say, it's something we haven't seen for a long time. And I don't know if they're going to punt or not here. But
fourth and a long three. You have to get to about the 36 like and a half or the 37. And who's our punter here?
Probably Cale.
Cale Holm. He's busy there, and he's going to boot that one, put his toe into it. Good. Nobody back. It hits the 35, all the way to the 25, and all the way down to the 21-yard line where it'll be down. And again, so that one is a 46-yard punt. And down there by the max, look like David Lee. But again, it is tough with these jersey numbers tonight. If they would have asked me, Halvo, is this going to be good for the broadcast? I would have said no. But they didn't. So.
They didn't.
Okay. From the 21-yard line, so 79 yards to pay dirt. Quite the battle early on here.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Keep your finances on track with Oriole Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or at any office insured by NCUA. All right, and first down again, running the ball off the to the near side, but the Max defense turns back the runner, and this time it's going to be Lou Dasher again.
Yeah, and Ryan and Eli there, he's not going anywhere.
A little bit of forward progress again out to, I'll say, the 23, where it'll be second down and eight. So Lou Dasher, a couple of carries for 4 yards on the night, second and eight for the hometown Flambeau Falcons, playing at the Nest. Receiver in motion, Lou Dasher, they'll hand to him, functioning as more of a wingback. He'll get to the 25 before he is brought down by the McDonald defenders.
Yeah, Ryan so far having a really great game. That
Ryan Smiski fired up out there.
Yep, that running back looked to cut back, and Ryan was there. And
again, Lou Dasher, gaudy numbers, 1,311 yards rushing, 17 touchdowns, averages almost 12 a carry, but 6 yards on 3 carries against this stout MAC defense so far. Coach Maloney saying this game comes down to defense, in his opinion. He trusts his offense, thinks the defense. Third down and six now for Flambeau. From their own 25, going left to right. And look out for Cole Schley, and he'll take it himself up the middle. And Schley gets out to the 30. You're going to be short of the first down. Closer, Seth, but still short at about the 29-yard line.
Yeah, good, tough run. You know, you get that runner first down, you know, you're liking things a lot. But
this much running, we're going to have a quick game because it's going to be chewing up that clock.
Yeah, yep. I got to think, you know, sooner or later they're going to have to go back to the pass again.
They've got to get two to get the. Yeah, will they try it from their own 29-yard line? It looks like they're going for it.
Wow.
On a fourth and two from their own 29-yard line, Schley in the pistol. He's going to take it, and he's going to run on the near side up the middle. He's got the first down out to the 35-yard line. So a huge statement from Flambeau early on.
It looked like number 52 for us. Grant, you know, do you remember who that is?
That's Grant Sokup.
Grant Sokup. He saved a touchdown right there.
Hmm.
He was just able to, because we blitzed our middle linebacker, so
yeah,
Eli was out of the play.
Yeah, wasn't a huge fan of that blitz right there.
Yep.
Eli, that would have been his hole.
And yeah, took him right out of the play.
Eli would have made the tackle there.
All right, so he's going to take it again from the gun, and now Schley running for the third straight time, and he is their leading ground gainer. And Lou Dasher, make it. That's Dasher. That is Lou Dasher. So kind of out of the wildcat that time. He's the one who they hiked it to, and so he takes it from the 35 to the at least the 43, 8-yard gain. And so now all of a sudden the Falcons get some runs, second and two.
Yeah, getting a little movement, a little deep back in the game now. Run. Yeah, I don't think we've seen running this tough in a long time.
And again, you looked at the body. I mean, these guys are solid, these Flambeau Falcons, for sure. Second and two, second and short. And Schley's going to take it to the near side, and he's going to get the first down and then be spun down at about midfield after a gain of 7 before Eli Stepp tackled him.
They're pulling a couple people on that play, and he had a couple lead blockers out in front of him paving a path, and that was a good-looking play right there.
It gave him forward progress all the way to the 49 of McDonald, making it an 8-yard run, and the second first down for Flambeau on this drive. Grace Home Respiratory is a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. So in McDonald territory now, chewing up clock in the first quarter, 5:40 left first period. Max, 2 first downs is enough. Let's see if they can turn them back here. And Schley takes it from the gun, and there's the great pressure. And is that Ryan Smiski again?
That is Mason Bussey blowing that one up.
Fantastic effort there by Mason to make sure there's instead of the 49, a loss back, a loss of 2 on the play.
Yeah, Mason able to shut.
Well, he likes to eat, so you know, might as well, you know, eat him up. So, all right, second and 12. All right, hey, he's a gentle giant, right?
Yes.
Right, second and 12 now, and look out for Schley, the dangerous senior quarterback. Takes this one from the pistol, rolling to the near side. Comes the pass rush. He's going to toss it downfield, and Lou Dasher's going to make the catch and then juke the McDonald defender and get in the end zone for a touchdown, 51 yards out. Falcons 6, McDonald nothing.
Yeah, he had a step on him right out of the gate. It's like, oh, there's trouble right there. Not a good pass by the quarterback. I mean, for not throwing much, he just had dropped lines. So, hey.
Yard, 6 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. They haven't had to throw, but they knew tonight that they would have to. And now it looks like they're going for 2. So this is potentially a huge play as the McDonald defense hasn't had a chance to uncork yet. We'll see what they can do in response. With 4:48 to go, first quarter. Receiver in motion to the near side, and a flag is thrown before Schley is able to advance it at all. Clock, of course, stopped on the 2-point conversion. And now Schley going to toss it to the referee. We can introduce our referees who are kind enough to... false start on their team in this contest tonight. So 5 yards further back from where they were.
And it looks
poor Flambeau. And now fly back pass, looking left for the end zone, and his receiver dropped the ball incomplete.
Oh,
energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Second and 12 for Flambeau. Again, Cole Schley, 32 of 53 for 500 yards, 6 touchdowns and 5 interceptions on the year. But Seth and Grant, he got the job done there.
Yeah, he's looking really good. And even that 2-point conversion that they didn't get, it was just a flat-out drop ball. So, their passing game's looking really good and kind of unfamiliar territory for us. We've never had an opponent score first.
Right. Onside kick. They're pulling out all the stops in this one tonight, and it's covered by the Max. I don't know. Could you see, Grant, who got that one for me? It looks like Eli. Let's see. Who do we got for that?
That was Mason Bussey, right?
Mason Bussey again. So the big fella getting it for McDonald, number 70, the senior. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Max from Freeze Financial Group. All right, McDonald now stepping up. Great field position from the 42 or 43-yard line. And ask you guys to comment on that onside kick in a moment. But rolling to the right, and then the pitch out, and then a drop ball. And loose ball recovered out there, fighting for it. McDonald and Flambeau and some of the Max sideline pointing the Max direction.
Justin Quall has the football.
Okay. I was going to say, it looked like we got it, but, you know, they're motioned Eli to the left, and their whole defense shifted, but their defensive end playing really disciplined, getting out on that pitch.
But it was a pitch to Dawson Moulton, and
yep.
Then
that was the option right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, pitched it to him, and their defensive end, like I say, he didn't bite on that motion by Eli to the left.
Goes down as a loss of three for Dawson, second and 13 for McDonald. What about the onside kick? I mean, this team, they feel like they need to empty all the bullets here against the Max. Second down and 13, the handoff up the middle and pounding away. The Max take it for a good gain, pounding for about seven or so off that right side.
Yeah, nice tough run by Dawson there, just right up the middle. And his speed, you can see his speed right there. He hit that hole so fast.
And that's a big concern, obviously, of Coach Aaron Frafjord for Flambeau.
For sure. I guarantee you they have not seen that this year.
And so an eight-yard gain, and now it's a third down and five for the Max, operating from the 48-yard line or so, needing to get it into Flambeau territory. And rolling to the left now, Cale Holm looking down the field, and he's got a receiver sliding, and the catch is made. First down by Luke Anderson in Flambeau territory.
There's definitely some jawing going on down here, and I'm kind of loving it, but we got to back it up.
Yeah. And I think tonight, as this game plays out, I think Luke is going to be a receiver weapon.
Yeah, I think Flambeau's defense, they're kind of daring us to pass it right now. They're really packing the box in. They don't want us to be able to run the football.
12-yard gain and a first down as the Max are on the move. First down of the night for the Max there. And we continue on with on the near side. There's a screen pass to Luke Anderson. About 5 yards, and so dare us to pass, and we
perfectly capable of doing it, and we have an O-line that can give him some protection. So if we have to do it that way, we certainly can.
Look for our experience. We'll go support social media and TikTok, brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. All right, that was not quite a 5 yard gain. I guess we'll call it, what is it, three. They're saying three, so second down now and seven for the Max, and the pitch to the right. Turn on the juices on the outside, close to that first down at about the 25.
Okay, gave him the first down there, so good.
Yep.
Good play there. Dawson on the outside.
Gain of eight for Dawson, and again, you know, just because of some of the imbalance in eight player, I mean, so many great runs that the Max this year have been situations where they haven't had opponents who were even very close. So 20 yards rushing for Moulton, and now they're going to pound it up the middle and get close to the 20-yard line.
Good, tough run. That looks like Eli right there. And yeah, he was not going to go down very easy.
His first carry of the night.
Flambeau's going with five defensive linemen tonight. So I think a lot of the run plays, if you can beat one guy, you have a legitimate chance of breaking a big one off.
So first carry for Eli Stepp tonight, 5 yards. Dawson Moulton have down five carries for 20 yards. So both obviously well below their average, but tough for competition. We get left, eight player. Second and five for McDonald from the 20. Going right to left, the pitch out of the Moulton on the right side of the far side out of bounds. And he'll have a McDonald first down.
Yeah, our offense, it's starting to click now. You know, I mean, we're getting 5, 6, 7, 8 yards a touch here, so things are happening.
Yeah, and that one going from the 15 all the way to the 6. And so a 9-yard gain for Moulton. And just kind of feeling it out, feeling each other out, I guess, initially, earlier.
Yeah, and if they're, you know, if they're playing five down linemen, we should be able to hit some stuff on the outside.
All right, first and goal, 6 for the Mets. Another down first. Ashley Swanson is in the head of pounding ahead and getting close to that goal line.
About a yard short.
A yard short, says our on-the-field reporter, Grant Smisky, and Dawson Moulton toting the rock there. Maybe the 2-yard line, what do you think? Just inside the 2? Yeah, I'm going to say the 1. So a gain of 5 for Moulton. He's up to 34 yards rushing now on the night. Yeah, another McDonald first down brought to you by Ashley Construction. Your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. ashleyconstruction.co. Here, I have formation behind home, under center. Hand up and pounding back. Eli Stepo now.
Yeah, I have not seen that. He just stuffed him. Good play by the defense. He had a pretty good feeling that was coming. So,
all right, so yeah.
Now all right. It's third and a little bit more.
Yeah, it was a long one, and now it's a loss of 2. And a certain ball from the 3. So the Mets pass it. Oh, the right side taking it. Bolton on the right side.
Hold him up for long. It was like.
I don't get it. All right. So the Macs are on the scoreboard on a 3-yard Dawson Moulton touchdown run.
Said we will.
Right. So this is important here. For McDonald going for 2 in a 6-6 game. Holm fakes the pitch. Looks to the left. He's got his receiver. There it is. And the Macs with the score. Getting the toss to Caden Boos, right?
I think that is Luke.
Okay, Luke, all right, my mistake.
Anderson.
Struggling with these numbers, doing the best we can. So Luke Anderson with the 2-point catch, and it's McDonald 8 and Flambeau 6 back in a minute on WDOGO Sports. This is Max Football.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Royal Credit Union's 4.00% APY 12-month certificate has guaranteed returns at maturity and no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Are you saving for college, wedding, retirement, or a large purchase? Reach your savings goals faster and open a 4.00% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 9/29/25. Insured by NCUA.
To 6 McDonald as the Macs kick off the battle with Flambeau here. Level 3 action. A very light mist is coming down. The kind you'd want on a hot day at a music festival, but yep. It's not that. So, again, Flambeau will go left to right. It's still the first.
We got
8-6 our score. And,
got some. Gentlemen brought over some scoring aids.
Yeah, great. All right, so Gilman leads North Crawford 3-0, and Lena St. Thomas Aquinas over Leona Wabino at 8-0. The winner of that game meets the winner of this game, so that's why it's helpful to know that. Thank you for that. All right, within the midst, and now Schley running it to the near side. Their talented quarterback turning it upfield and getting out of bounds about the 35-yard line. Original line of scrimmage, the 32.
Yeah, you'd like to see us be able to set that edge just a little bit better. But all in all, we contained it.
And so, yeah, as I look at it, you know, it really the original line of scrimmage would have been more the 33. So that was really a gain of 5 on the play for Schley. And so a lot of running, but some important passes when you need it. And Luke Anderson also catching that 2-pointer plus 2 balls for 13 yards and, no, for 15 yards. And now taking their time in the huddle, Flambeau is the clock now into the final 36 seconds of this first quarter with the mist continuing. Schley in the pistol. He'll take it. Going to the far side. And now trying to bring it back the other way. And getting it up to about the 40-yard line. And that actually looked to be Dominic Kopacz, actually.
I think that was number 12.
Yeah, number 12. Yeah, Dominic Kopacz in the Wildcat there. And Kopacz, a talented runner, 6 foot, 180-pound senior, 539 yards rushing and 9 touchdowns, averaging more than 12 per carry. So he can definitely tote the rock as well, a gain of 2 on the play for him. Max being tested here big time, so a big third down, but the quarter comes to an end. 8-6 our score. Back in a minute. Max leading it by 2. Big third down coming up on WOGO Sports. This is Max Playoff Football.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a plumber.
Not all heroes wear capes. In fact, some of them show up in a work shirt from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Because when you have an older home, maybe with tight crawl spaces or hard to reach pipes, plumbing problems can be a huge source of stress. And you need a company that's unafraid to get their hands dirty and get the job done. So call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to Wurzgala.com.
It's game time at CVTC. Kick off Govember Thursday, November 6th at our Fall Open House in Eau Claire and River Falls. Meet instructors, explore program options, and apply for free. Whether you're just out of high school or ready to take your career in a new direction, CVTC's flexible, affordable programs will help you gain the skills to step confidently into in-demand jobs and build the future you want. Take control of your playbook. Register now at cvtc.edu/fall.
8-6 our score, and the big third down to start the second quarter, and a slick ball, but first down for Flambeau as they go from the 40-yard line, and they get their third first down of the night, trailing McDonald 8-6 as we start the second quarter.
Good tackle by Luke Anderson there. He doesn't make that, and he's got a touchdown. So
it looked like Dawson, he slipped, and he kind of took out two defenders.
Okay.
They kind of tripped over him.
We're going to call it the 49-yard line, so a gain of 9. And did you guys catch the receiver on that one?
That it looked to be, I think, number
26?
I think it was 12.
Okay, yeah. Kopacz, okay. And now Schley's pass is blocked in the air, but the Mac's not able to intercept it, but a great job. Was that Bussy?
Yeah, that was Bussy again. Bussy's pretty pumped up right now. And he almost, I think, could have came down with that, Grant, if he could have located it.
I think if Ryan kind of would have been in his defensive end spot, Ryan might have had a shot, and Eli wasn't too far from that either. Yeah.
That was a big-time block pass. I mean, that's huge because that just completely does not allow the opportunity and something the quarterback's going to have in his mind besides pressure. And, you know, we talked all season about that talented Max defensive line from the very first game we did.
Yeah. Caleb Leet started as a freshman, and Ryan and Mason, two huge dudes.
Second and 10 now, going right to left. Flambeau to start this second quarter. Schley going to run it off the near side. And there's the McDonald defense stepping up and holding him to a short gain. And Eli stepped, great job there.
That was Luke Anderson who actually filled the hole first, and then Eli came in and finished him off.
Well, that's teamwork, guys. That's teamwork. And a gain of, they're going to call it the 49, so a gain of 2 on the play. So Schley with 25 yards rushing. But he is he's working hard for these yards, isn't he?
He is, and he's taking a beating.
Yeah. Third down and 8 now. Schley going to take it. Roll to the right. Looking down the field. He's certainly capable. He's going to heave a long ball. The Max defense going to call down, and they knock it down. Great job in the secondary.
Is that Caden Boos out there, Grant?
That was Luke. That was a beautiful play by Luke.
Okay. Well, yeah, Luke having a game.
Join the club that we twice know.
Yeah, I'm even wearing my glasses tonight.
We're in the Caden Boos fan club. We're trying to get Caden some acknowledgement, but it's Luke Anderson. And, hey, your friend Luke here, Grant, he's doing it on both sides of the ball tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. He turned around right away. He located the football, and he just went up for it, knocked it down with his right hand. It was perfect.
Schley can throw the ball, but as a former four-year quarterback, you're an 8 player. I mean, kind of challenging conditions to throw it in tonight with this mist?
Absolutely. One of the main things is don't overgrip the ball tonight.
Okay. And there's almost a block. Ooh. Max, we're going after it. They're going to let it roll, and it's going to take a roll close to the end zone, and they're going to down it short. So the McDonald Max are going to have some very tough field position when we resume action here in a moment. The technicians at your local employee-owned Kurth Heating and Cooling are the experts when it comes to keep your home comfortable all throughout the year. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
That's wow. About as good as you can get
that
right
is.
There.
Wow.
What a turn of events there. So the max, 99 yards to pay dirt. I guess the positive is you got a lot of time to chew up the clock here in the second quarter, leading it 8-6.
Yeah, we could definitely pretty much do this quarter in and, you know, punch it in.
Yeah, right.
Be in a really good spot heading into halftime.
Hopefully that's the case. And so the max will...
But if we score fast, I'm not going to complain about that either.
No complaints. We'll take whatever score we can get. Cale Holm under center. In the shadow of his own goalpost. And the handoff and the max pounded out closer to the 10-yard line.
I think he only...
Molten,
I think he got about two on that, one or two
one,
on that
one
play.
Yard on
one
that.
Okay,
yard on that
all right,
play.
Well.
So,
wishful thinking.
Yep. They had him bottled up. He was able to break through that initial tackle, but they fill really well.
All right, a gain of two for Molten. He's got 39 on the night unofficially. Second and eight for the max from their own 3-yard line, trying to get out from behind that goalpost, leading it 8-6. Mark Halverson with Seth and Grant Smisky on the sideline, and Sam Aberle, our very important video producer, the glue that holds the operation together. Second and eight. Holm going to heave one deep, looking for Anderson. Ooh. Incomplete.
I think Cale's foot got stepped on there when he was in his drop back, and I think that threw him off a little bit. Not that that, you know, that was a super hard throw right there, but
yeah.
I think that threw his timing off a little bit.
I love that call by Coach Maloney, and I think that was a pretty good ball. Luke kind of jumped a little early. I don't think he needed to jump.
Okay.
Grant, why throw it that far? I mean, you're trying to get out from out of you. Just what's the thinking there?
Well, number one, we don't really have that many pass plays.
Okay.
But, you know, he's one-on-one. They're pretty much bringing everybody. So Luke's also got probably almost a foot on this defensive back. So.
All right, big third down and eight for the Max from their own three. Don't want to punt it from there, so you want to get something, and you'd love to get the first down at the 11. Holm pitching it, and then off to the races on the near side and right along the sideline, and Dawson Molten will go out of bounds, but
we're
going to
get
the first down.
Yep.
Late hit.
First down.
Okay.
Good play call there.
Yeah, I have to say, the game has been clean of laundry. We've had one penalty all night, and that was on a two-point conversion for Flambeau. So an 11-yard gain for Bolton. He's got 50 yards on the night, and the Max have yet another Ashley Construction first down, brought to you by the good folks at Ashley, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. So a big first down for the Max. They get to chew up some more clock, leading it 8-6. And there's Cale Holmes pass off on the far sideline and getting it out to Luke Anderson for another gainer.
Yeah, hey, you know, if we can do that and get 6-7 yards, I mean, that's let's run that play all the time.
So from the after the 11-yard gain, that one is going to get to about the 22 there, so a gain of 7 to Luke. He's got 3 catches for 22 yards on the night. Second down and 3 for McDonald. What do you like here, Grant?
I would like to see a 34 follow right here, so run to the 3 back through the 4 hole.
All right. There's the handoff, Molten, and boom, he's got the first down and more for the Max out past the 30-yard line for McDonald. Almost a 10-yard run for Dawson.
And that, I think that was the play.
Wow. Here we go. You're hooked up.
It's like you've done this before, Graham. But
yeah,
good. Once again, good tough running by Dawson and the line making some holes and moving some guys around.
From the 22 to the 31, where it'll be first and 10, McDonald. Need to get to the 41 for a first down, leading it 8-6 with 8.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Max taking their time. Both sides have hit each other with their best punch through the air and on the ground here. McDonald up by 2. And there's the quick pass and incomplete, and maybe a miscommunication there.
Yeah, Isaac's in at receiver right now, so he doesn't have a whole lot of reps at that position.
Second down and 10 for the Max from their own 31. Fighting for Triple Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team.
Well, I think so far, I mean, we got to feel really good about the way we're running the ball. You know, and if we can get one up over top once in a while to Luke, that you know, that just adds another level.
And that's one of the great things of this McDonald offense. They've got the duality, right? They can run it or pass it. Holm under center. Back to pass. Three-step drop. He's going to toss one and out there to get it. And he's going to go to the house all the way. There it is. 6 points for the backs on a 69-yard score. Grant Smiske, you're on the field. You saw it closest. Tell me about it.
That was just a beautiful ball. Great route by Luke. They're kind of giving us the outside, so really – really well run route by Luke right there.
Luke Anderson taking it to the house. How about it, Seth?
Yeah, you know, we've watched Luke develop this year. You know, the first three, four games of the season, he barely saw a ball. And then he just started stepping up, and they started going to him more and more. And you could just see his development. And right now, it's on full display. He's having a great game so far. And I think by the end of this, he's going to be having a phenomenal game.
Max going for two now. Leading it 14-6. Going around the right side, taking it in, and there's the score. The Max.
I think we're going to get a hold.
Okay. We'll wait and see. A flag is on the field. Earlier, Flambeau had a two-point conversion. Called back. Well, actually, they hadn't scored on it before it unfolded with a false start. And so the Max trying to go up 16-6. But now you're going to have to start from further away.
What are we going to do here, Graham? We're going to go for two again?
I wouldn't mind a kick, but I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a sweep or a quick pass.
Were you surprised about, I mean, with Kale's not a running quarterback, but... But
that's a very quarterback-friendly running formation. So I do like that play call, and I like that formation a lot.
The one thing, I mean, you were a bit more of a runner than Kale.
Maybe a little bit.
I was going to say a bit more.
A little bit more. All right. So the Max go for two again. Pitch out. Kale fakes it. Looking. He's hit and throws a wobbler incomplete. All right. We'll take a minute break. 14-6 Max. 8:09 left in the half. When we come back, level three, eight-player tournament action on WOGO Sports. This is Max Tournament Football.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Game on here in Flambeau. Flambeau scored first, leading 6-0, but McDonald's responded with two touchdowns, one two-point conversion, and a 14-6 lead. Mark Halverson, Seth, and Grant Smiske. Grant on the field. And we got a bit of a miss here. Sam Aberle, our video producer, and now Flambeau on the return, taking it at about the 10-yard line, run it up the middle of the field, and then the Max turn him back at about the 25-yard line. Ludasher running it back for. Again, the mist seems like it's, I mean, it's just steady. You know, there'd been a little bit earlier, but it's just very light, isn't it?
Yeah.
It has picked up a little bit since the start of the game.
From the 26-yard line now. So Flambeau down 14-6, and so in this... reminds you of kind of two boxers going back and forth. We'll see what Flambeau's able to throw. Seth, you're going to have some scoring up there?
I will, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Here's the handoff off the right side. And, again, a short game. A great job by the McDonald defense again.
So in quarter two of the Gilman game, they're up 11-0 with about 7 minutes left in that. And then with about 5 minutes left in the second quarter, Lena St. Thomas is up 8-0.
Hmm.
So,
all right. No gain on that one. So, second and 10 from the 26-yard line. And from the pistol, Cole Sly is going to take it, running on the far side. Sly looking for some room, and he's not able to find much daylight, and the Max smother him and hold him to no gain.
You can just tell that our defense is really feeling it out there right now, and these are just such fun games, so physical, and you get a special groups of kids, and they just thrive off that, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
I don't know if you guys saw that play, but they did some misdirection, and half of our defense was tackling a guy on one side of the field. And they had both guys bottled up. Great.
Yeah.
And that means, yeah, that means we're playing good, disciplined defense right there.
Third and 10 for Flambeau in the increasingly strong mist. Schley, the quarterback, takes it from the pistol, back to pass, looking down the field, and it's almost intercepted by the Max. Oh, so close. It's a player pounding the ground. Who do we got there?
That was Isaac that almost had it.
Oh, Isaac Crawford. An injured foot last week, but back this week. And, boy, he... Well, an interception, and who knows, with his speed, he might have had six there.
Yeah, that's definitely what you dream about when you're playing defensive back, is that right now, right there, right in the hands. But that's why they're not receivers sometimes,
right?
Yeah,
and it's a slippery ground tonight, a slippery ball. And there's the boot, very flat, pancake punt, and it's going to the 35, the 30, inside the 30, along the sidelines, down to about the 28-yard line. And McDonald will take over there, so much better than the 1-yard line, and...
Kind of wondering why he downed that ball.
Yeah, I know. It was still moving.
It was rolling the right way for him.
It should be more about the 28, I think. But, hey, guys, the momentum has certainly swung in the Max direction.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and that's exactly what we needed to do. We were kind of in unfamiliar territory. They scored first. They were running the ball well. And we've responded, and I think... things are just going to get better from here.
First and 10, McDonald from their own 27. 73 yards from a score. They got a 69-yard touchdown pass to Luke Anderson. Last possession. Anderson just a junior. A lot of seniors on this Max team, but that talented wide receiver back next year for McDonald when the plan is to go to 11 player. A pitch out to the far side. Moulton going to take it. Moulton into the secondary. Moulton could be off to the races. Dawson Moulton going to take it to the house. Oh, my. McDonald leads 20-6 on Dawson Moulton's 73-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, Dawson had just a huge hole there. That'll give that offensive line some credit. And they got up to the second level, made some blocks, and away he went.
Wow.
Yeah, great work by the offensive line. They pretty much took care of everybody on the first and second levels, and then Dawson just had to beat the defensive back, and it was one little cut to the outside, and he was gone.
It's so cool to see Dawson, like, emerge from that group of bodies, and you just see him, like, turn on the afterburners, and he's gone.
Cale Holm going to try to kick this one now, leading it 20-6. They've had their chance at the two-point last time. There's the boot. It's on the way, and it is good. McDonald leads it 21-6. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Max Level 3 Playoff Football.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted. Bitter, 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 bitter. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The 11-0 Flambeau Falcons, they came out throwing the long ball but had a long incompletion. They scored the first 6 points, but McDonald scored the last 21 and some explosive plays, guys. A 69-yard touchdown pass and a 73-yard run from Dawson Moulton. And now the return right up the middle of the gut for Flambeau, taking it all the way to the 33 or 34-yard line. Looked like Schley, the returner, the quarterback. And that's a player of football. That happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Call it the 34-yard line, first and 10 in the mist.
So now, yeah, you know, defense, we got to come out here. We get another stop here. We would have time to score. And we go into halftime, 28-6. Things are looking really good.
Well, this is a huge possession for Flambeau. Yep. Down two. They've given up three scores now since they scored to the max. They're trying to mix in run and pass. And now to the air. Schley heaving a long ball. And it's incomplete as his intended receiver, Ludasher. Give a shout-out this evening to Jacob Taylor. Jacob's a 5'10", 215-pound player, a senior, one of many seniors for this Flambeau eight-player team. And I understand he's got relatives watching the broadcast on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel from New York tonight. So welcome them into the broadcast.
He had time to throw that time. You know, I mean, he had a good pocket, and maybe we're playing more contained, like don't let him get away.
But I think Flambeau also had probably five guys blocking for that.
Okay.
And they're going to get it to number 12 on a pitch out, but they stretch it out to the far side. And this McDonald defense, they just can't wait for the next play, Grant.
Yeah.
They are just teeing it off here.
Yeah, Dawson, he was just shadowing that play. You could see it coming, and as soon as he caught the ball, he met him.
Kopass lost on the forward progress. He lost two back to the 32. Third and 12. And Kopass, two carries for zero. This is a guy who came in averaging more than 12 yards a carry.
Just a testament to our defensive line, first of all, just, you know, their ability just to contain and stuff things, and then the speed of our linebackers.
So a big third and 12 now for Flambeau, trailing 21-6 on their home field to McDonald. They're 11-0 against the 9-1 Max. And now Schley is going to run it up the middle on the quarterback draw. And a good gainer. He gets out past the 40 to the 41, but not enough for a first down. But I think they're going to go.
Yeah, at this point, you can't allow us to score again. So you almost have to. Eli spying the quarterback on that time. Did a good job there.
Gain of 9 on the play for Schley. Sets up a 4th and 3, a huge 4th and 3 now with that clock ticking at 5:13 here in this first half. Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, thanks to them and all of our sponsors, making our fall sports coverage possible. Volleyball ended last night for the Lady Max and for us this year, but we loved our debut season. Here we go, and we got a timeout called. So we'll take a break. Back in a half a minute, McDonald leading it 21-6, a huge 4th and 3 for Flambeau. We come back. This is Max, Level 3 Playoff Football.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chai High and McDonald's Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chai High or McDonald athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
All right, a huge 4th and 3 for Flambeau. Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bonanza Realtors has been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley for 25 years, a quarter century. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovey.com, or find Holly on Facebook. We've had a persistent mist throughout this first half, and it continues now with 4:54 left, 4th and 3 for Flambeau. They like to run primarily. We'll see what they try with Cole Schley, their quarterback. Receiver in motion in the near side. Schley fakes it to him, rolls to the right. Here comes the McDonald pass rush, and they get to him. They get to him for a big loss. The Max get the ball.
Yeah. Flambeau running some misdirection there, and we were not fooled at all. So great play. Was that Caleb Lee, Grant?
That was Caleb Lee, just barely tripping him up. Great work.
Yep.
Fantastic. Boy, they were at the 41-yard line, and then that is a sack. He is way back at the 34. The first sack of the night, minus 7, and the Max defense getting the job done.
Yeah, if you're Flambeau, you needed that, you know, just as a way to keep you going, you know, and not let your head drop at all.
All right, so McDonald now trying to build on a 21-6 lead inside of 5 minutes left here in the first half. Holm, the pass, a little high, and a diving interception.
Picked off.
And I think Flambeau does it. That's the first interception of the year for Cale Holm off the hands of his intended receiver
on
the far side.
Looked like Ryan kind of went off his hands, and Ryan Smiski, and the D-back was there waiting.
Well, you hate to see that because of the potential momentum turn, but we'll see what Flambeau could do off. Need to call on that defense again.
Yeah, and I feel super confident in our defense.
4:45 left first half as Flambeau takes over at their own 25, 75 yards from a score. And they've got two individuals back there, but Schley receives it. He'll try to heave it over the outstretched arms of Bussey and off his receiver, incomplete. And that was intended, it looked like, for Lou Dasher out here, the 6'3", 195-pound senior, who, again, has gaudy running numbers, second only to Schley on the team, but he's their leading receiver, 12 catches, 241 yards, and four touchdowns.
Yeah. You know, not that you would want to, you know, if the McDonald Max would come out on top on this one.
Yeah.
If you would go back over the film and watch three drops so far tonight, and they're going to haunt him.
Schley can throw the ball, and he's had it on the money. But you're right, those big drops. And now second and 10, and again, a running team is going to keep it on the ground here on the far side. Schley is going to take it. And getting closer to that first down, setting up a third and shorter. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Yeah, so, I am surprised at how accurately he is throwing the ball. We kind of had a feeling that they were going to go up top a few times.
Right.
Allow you to sleep with the run a little bit, but... his balls have been on target.
Third and four from the 31. Need to get to the 35. Big play for Flambeau. Down 21-6. Schley. Screen pass. Left side. Oliver Taylor. Taylor's going to be dragged down short.
Awesome play by Eli.
Eli Stepp does it again.
And even watching Dawson out there just fighting with everything he's got to keep that play contained until his help could come over.
Well, remember this, guys, because we do have the Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game, and I think Eli Stepp got it again last week.
Yeah, you know, Eli's having himself a game, but Dawson, you know, he's right in there along with Luke, I feel so. And some guys on the D-line. So, boy, it's I would expect that in a game like this, a big, good group effort.
Fourth and two, and there's a bobbled snap, and then struggling with it, and the Macs are going to pin him back for the loss. So, Grant, what did you see with that play?
Just a bobbled snap, and that was pretty much the end of it.
So they were going to go for it. They weren't going to punt it. It was fourth and two.
They were going for that, yep.
Yeah. But that was not Schley, though. It looked like it was Ludasher.
I think it was number 11.
Number 11, yeah. And so that would be, Cole Schley. Okay.
And I think we're in better field position than we were when the –
Yeah, instead of the 31. Right, yeah. That, so that interception, well, your confidence in the defense lived up there. And so the Max from the 22 just outside of the red zone. Holm hands it off. Dawson Moulton pounding into that Flambeau defense inside of the red zone now.
Such a good push by that offensive line. I don't think Dawson got touched by that scrum of bodies till he was at least 4 yards down the field. So if he can do that, he can really build up a head of steam.
And, boy, he is now over 100. He had 132 yards rushing before that one, and a gain of 6 puts him up to 138 on the night. So, again, those big numbers that he's had throughout the season as he came in with 1,357 yards. Second down and 4 for the Max from the 16. Handoff Moulton off the left side. He's going to bounce his way all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald, and they lead it 27-6.
That was a pretty disgusting move by Dawson right now. That was really nasty.
That was. He just stopped on a dime and just jumped over somebody. That was fantastic.
He makes it look too easy, guys.
Yeah, great.
Well, he had 6 touchdowns last week. He's got 3 tonight, and the Macs go up 27-6 on the hometown Falcons here at the Nest. And Eli... Cale Holm, who made one earlier, is going to try to kick another one. The ball is down. There's the boot in the midst, and the kick is good. 28-6. The Max lead it by 22. 28 unanswered points. Back in a minute with Level 3 Playoff Football. WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most. improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
2:23 left in the half. The Macs going up 28-6 on the latest Dawson Moulton touchdown. And now, with the return, taking it, Lou Dasher, and the Macs able to get him at about the 20-yard line. So Dawson Moulton, a 16-yard touchdown run, comes with 2:23 left in the half. And again, the star running back for McDonald really shining brightly. As you said, Grant, you were his teammate for 3 years. You're like, that move was sick.
It was. That was the defensive back kind of froze, and then he fell over. So really nice work by Dawson.
And then it almost looked like he jumped over top of him.
Yes.
Well, you could feel the respect that Coach Frafjord had in that pregame interview as up the middle for, again, little to no gain for Flambeau. And, again, when I asked the question just legitimately, after covering their offense, I said, what about Moulton? And he was just like, he's just so quick and just really said, we're going to try to do the best we can with him.
Yeah, it is, it is just a whole different level of speed. You probably wouldn't see that speed often in 11-man football, let alone 8-man.
Second down and 10. Back to pass. Sly, he's going to heave a long one down the middle. He's got his receiver, and there he goes. And he's finally brought down at about the 33-yard line. And we've got a McDonald player down.
Looks like Caden.
Okay, but now I think he's just frustrated with the fact.
The wind. Yeah. I think he got the wind knocked out of him.
You know, what I liked about that play was...
a 45-yarder.
Yep. Isaac Crawford just went for the sure tackle. He didn't try to do anything crazy. Just got the tackle, and we live to fight another down here.
Yep. And so, first and 10 just inside the 35-yard line. So Sly can definitely throw it around the park, that's for sure. And now they'll look here comes the flags, and McDonald getting him for the second quarterback sack of the night. But let's see what the call is.
Caleb Wheat got tackled.
All right, and so that's not allowable.
And we knew they were going to take some shots, and an eight player, you're on an island, and I think advantage does go to the offense at that point if the quarterback has some time to throw the ball. But we've done good. We've weathered the storm so far.
Grant,
couple drop balls.
I like how you tell it like it is. You didn't say it was a hold. You're like, he got tackled.
Yes.
So.
Yep. Right at initial contact, Caleb had him beat, and that was pretty much the only move. He didn't want his quarterback sacked.
All right. Again, only the third penalty of the night now. And so that one backed up to the 45-yard line. And now Schley will take it from the gun. And
number 26 at quarterback.
Okay. And so this is Lou Dasher. And Lou Dasher is going to throw a long ball deep, and he's got Oliver Taylor for a touchdown. And so Flambeau maybe thinking Lou Dasher can throw it even further, and they're on the scoreboard for the first time since McDonald put the last 28 on the board.
Yeah, it's that's the one play that I feel that can hurt us, and it's tough to defend.
Well,
if it continues, maybe you start adjusting your defense to get a little help there.
45 yards, and so Oliver Taylor catches two 45-yard balls, the first one from Schley, and then he catches another one that takes him to 101 yards receiving on the night. And now Flambeau coming for the two-point conversion, seeming to not have a kick option. We'll see what they do. Typically Schley, but you never know. They pull a lot of wildcat. And this one is going to be a run up the middle, and it's going to come up
They got the two-point conversion. So just like that, Flambeau starting their comeback, 28-14. They get the 8 points. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Mac Football.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the McDonald football team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
All right, final 41 seconds of the half, and a 45-yard strike, two of them for Flambeau, exposing some weaknesses in the McDonald secondary, and now an onside kick, so they're getting serious, and it's going to go out of bounds, and they'll be flagged for it. So McDonald, still, there's enough time to score again here with 39.5 seconds.
Yeah, and I expect we will. You know, I mean, they got some life back in them, and if we could take that out, that would be to our advantage for sure. So,
WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And so we'll see where it gets marked. So I think, is that a 5 or a 10-yard penalty on that? I'm trying to think from where it went out of bounds. 5 yard maybe? I don't know.
It looks like either the 50 or the – it looks like they're putting it at the 50-yard line.
Right, right. So I was just trying to figure from where
– 10-yard penalty, I would say.
Yeah, 10. So 25 yards in penalties, so just 5 for McDonald on the night. So the Macs take it over at the their own 49-yard line, 39.5 seconds. Cale Holm, one running back with him. Holm in the pocket. Here comes the pass rush. A little screen pass off to Eli Stepp. Eli hasn't got a lot of chances tonight. Oh. And then he loses the ball. He was tackled and fumbles inside the 40. And Flambeau gets it back with 29.8 left in the half, down by 14.
Yeah, Eli he let that ball get a little too far away from his body when he was kind of trying to spin there, and it popped right out. I'm sure it's a little slick with this precipitation here.
No, I'm sure you're right.
So, I do have some scoring updates.
All right. Go ahead.
So Gilman is that score hasn't changed at half. They're up 11-0.
Let me just set this from the 36-yard line now. Fly, the quarterback, I believe. Ludasher again, and he's going to heave a long ball right down the middle. Incomplete. Good coverage by the Max out there. Go ahead, Seth.
Yep, and Lena St. Thomas Aquinas, they're up 16-0 over the Leona Wabena.
And again, the winner of that game meets the winner of this game next Friday night.
Both those games are at halftime.
All right, they're doing it. Outstanding job keeping us up to date. Thank you for that. All right, so I think Eli Stepp, more than anybody, wants Max to get out of this without any further damage done. Final 23.9. And Ludasher's going to run it up to the line of scrimmage, and he's going to take it up the middle. Ludasher into the open field. And he's going to get himself to the 45-yard line. So a gain of 19 on the play.
Looks like they took a timeout. They got it. I think they still have one timeout left.
And Ludasher, they bottled him up well, but he gained 19 there, up to 30 yards rushing in this first half with 15.7 seconds left in the half. We'll take a quick break. Back in half a minute, WOGO Sports. This is Max Playoff Football.
Customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror.
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror.com.
All right, here we go. Final 15 seconds of this half. McDonald leads it 28-14. Lou Dasher again stepped in at quarterback all of a sudden for Schley. He can maybe throw the ball deeper. He's hit as he throws a wobbler incomplete. Boy, the guys, that was interceptable there.
It was. It was. It was. It was way short, and we had bodies in the area. Just they weren't able to locate the football.
Well, again, McDonald's had a lot of running clock all season. Maybe when it got to 28-6, you thought that. But Flambeau gets the two big 45-yard receptions, the touchdown. Then they get the fumble, and we've got a fight on our hands that's going to continue in the second half.
Yeah, then, you know, got to give these kids a lot of credit. And with both of these teams, they're very senior-heavy teams.
Yeah.
It's not just the last game of the season.
Right.
It's probably the last game of your
career, for many
of them. So you leave it on the line for sure.
It's the stuff movies are made of.
Yep.
The final 10 seconds of the half. Lou Dasher, a wobbler. It's a little low and difficult to catch out there for number zero, Ethan Johnson, incomplete.
We definitely tighten. I mean, we know what they're going to do, right? They're going to pass it, so we got a bunch of secondary back there making things difficult.
And again, I think you come out in the second, and we've had some quick scores, certainly for the Max, but, you know, get your rest here. Get this thing to halftime and size things up. And again, McDonald, because there's been so many running clocks, they haven't played the full 48 minutes very much at all. And now from the pistol, Sly's going to return to quarterback. And Cole, the senior, down the middle, kind of a Hail Mary, intercepted by the Max.
He's down.
And then he gets wrestled to the ground.
You know, he throws a nice ball, so I don't know how much further.
Who do we got for the interception there? Grant?
Say it again, sorry.
Who did we have for the interception?
That was Dawson Moulton.
All right, Dawson Moulton with that interception. And that takes us to halftime. And our score is McDonald 28 and Flambeau 14. Back in 3 minutes, this is Max Football.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
All right, thanks to Carter Yeager back at our WOGO studios. And we got a halftime score, 28-14. It's McDonald. McDonald fell behind 6-0. Flambeau scoring first, and then the Max Reeloff, 28 points. And Flambeau closes out the scoring, making it 28-14 at halftime, Seth Smiski.
Yeah, so far, it's just this is a really great, fun game. And you know, Flambeau's going to regroup here, and they're going to come out. They've showed no sign of quitting. And you know, really, there was a couple key drop balls by them that, you know, they catch those. This might, you know, they might have another score or might even be tied. So the good, scrappy bunch of kids here, but our offense is just super explosive. And right now, the defense, other than you know, and it's the passing game, and it's tough. Their quarterback, he's putting the ball where it needs to be. But other than some, you know, big passing plays, we have stuffed the run. They have not been able to run the ball hardly at all.
Yeah, and so, again, we'll look at some of those stats in a moment. But first of all, compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Learn more at PetersonVolker.com. That's PetersonVolker.com. I stand corrected. Carter Jaeger, yes, thank you, back at our WOGO studio. And again, appreciate his growing role in our team of either radio producing or video producing. And I think we're going to get him doing some play-by-play in the not-too-distant future as well. Once we
Are you going to retire, Mark? Well, is that what you're saying?
From what I hear, the first sport was hockey.
Okay.
But
oh,
I
okay.
Am,
all right. Yeah,
old enough.
That makes sense.
And he can take my hockey spot anytime. So, but even the great Greg Stewart started at one point. So, all right. So let's again size up what the big picture is here. It's the bracket. So it's 8 player. So we've got Flambeau, the 1 seed, trailing to the visiting 2 seed McDonald, 28-14. But in the latest coaches poll that closed out the regular season, McDonald was ranked 3rd and Flambeau was 5th. So. Meanwhile, in the bottom of this bracket, the winner of this game next Friday night meets the winner of Lena St. Thomas Aquinas, the 1 seed, and Wabino Leona. And the last score we had at halftime was
St. Thomas Aquinas
16-0.
Yep.
So up 16-0 there, the 1 seed, that going according to Chuck. Meanwhile, Gilman on the other side, a lot of attention with Gilman. Flambeau scrimmaged them before the start of the season, and McDonald, obviously, their only loss was to Gilman this year, and Gilman leading North Crawford at halftime, 11-0. So North Crawford giving them quite a fight.
Yeah, and then he just brought over another score here for the Oakfield Sevastopol game, and Oakfield is winning 30-0.
All right, so again, those 1 seeds are all, the only one who's trailing is Flambeau here in this game. 28-14. Again, taking us a while to tell you, the officials from tonight are from Minocqua and Rhinelander, just so you know. Sean Umblin, the referee, Dale Clefman, the umpire, Kevin Kirby, the linesman, Randy Quaid, the lines judge, and Tom Myers, the back judge. Also, here on WOGO, we are making great progress, but there remains a shortage of WIA-licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin and nationwide. We owe a debt of gratitude to those that have committed their time and effort to ensure that we're able to sustain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. If you have what it takes to make the right call, please don't hesitate. An exciting and rewarding experience is calling you, so let's get you licensed as a sports official by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIA website homepage. To get started, a message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Well, what about the second half?
Well, I think Flambeau's still going to have to run the ball somewhat. But I you know, we're going to start seeing that ball up in the air I think quite a bit more for them. And I mean that they've the game has shown that that is the one way they can score is by throwing the ball. So I expect them to throw it around a little bit more. But we just gotta stay disciplined, keep reading our keys, and maybe maybe we're gonna have to put some help back there in the secondary. And if we do that, then we do have the bodies and the athletes, I feel, that can step up and play that run.
Well, Grant is younger than both of us, so I'm gonna trust his memory is better. Grant, are you listening in? He's taking a halftime break.
He is. Wow. We gotta talk to him about that.
Okay,
can you hear me?
Sorry, Grant.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Sorry, Graham, we're just about ready to write
stuff.
So, you off.
your dad was remembering that McDonald received the ball first. Is that what you recall?
I kind of thought McDonald was on defense first.
Yeah, okay. So we have a difference between the Smiskies.
Okay.
Dueling
well, you
Smiskies.
Know what?
We do get the ball first.
Okay. All right, McDonald gets the ball first. See, I turned to the younger Smisky.
Well, you know, it's you're probably better there.
All right, very good. So that's a good thing, right? So, Grant, what about your take? What might Coach Maloney, you've been in his huddles for 4 years, what might he be saying to the guys here at halftime, knowing they get the ball first up 14?
Well, I mean, he kind of yelled and said that we just got to do everything right. You know, if we play our game, if we block correctly, if we do our job, then there's no reason why we can't win this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I firmly believe that too, but it's just, a defensive back can do almost everything right to a point and still have a ball caught over top of them. So we're going to have to, weather that storm.
Right. And I think, the thing is, we know Flambeau's passed. They'll end up passing more tonight than they did all season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or at least close to it, right? I mean, Sly had 53 passes. I really didn't have, in the statistics I saw, I didn't see passes from Ludasher, and yet they were going to a bunch of him. So I'll tell you what, we'll take a break. We'll come back with the highlights and stats. But first of all, being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked, endless worrying about college, cyberbullying, and the high expectations to do well academically. What do Wisconsin teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads? They play. Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all. High school sports are fun. Not just fun, they're a lot of fun. Encourage teenagers to take part in high school sports. They'll stress less and smile more, and they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future. A message from WOGO and the WIA, keeping the education in sports. We'll take another time out. We're back in 2 minutes with WOGO Sports. This is Max Playoff Football.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating. Wärzgalä installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to wärzgalä.com.
It's game time at CVTC. Kick off Govember Thursday, November 6th at our fall open house in Eau Claire and River Falls. Meet instructors, explore program options, and apply for free. Whether you're just out of high school or ready to take your career in a new direction, CVTC's flexible, affordable programs will help you gain the skills to step confidently into in-demand jobs and build the future you want. Take control of your playbook. Register now at cvtc.edu/fall.
Dawson Moulton. 6 touchdowns last week in the win over Clayton. He's got 3 in the first half tonight and 154 yards rushing for Flambeau. 31 yards on the ground for Schley, the senior quarterback. 30 for Ludasher. And Oliver Taylor, 4 catches, 101 yards, and a touchdown. Let's get some of the highlights from the first half.
There's definitely some jawing going on down here, and I'm kind of loving it, but we got to back it up.
Yeah. And I think tonight, as this game plays out, I think Luke is going to kind of be our secret weapon.
Yeah, I think Flambeau's defense, they're kind of daring us to pass it right now.
So the Max being tested. Holm, pitch out, right side, taking it. Moulton on the right side. Let's see. No referee indication.
We got him.
Touchdown. All right, touchdown, McDonald. I didn't see those ref arms go up.
So far, I mean, we got to feel really good about the way we're running the ball. If we can get one up over top once in a while to Luke, that just adds another level.
And that's one of the great things of this McDonald offense. They've got the duality, right? They can run it or pass it. Holm under center. Back to pass. 3-step drop. He's going to toss one and out there to get it. And he's going to go to the house all the way. There it is. 6 points for the Max on a 69-yard score. Luke Anderson on that score for McDonald in the first half. Their own 27, 73 yards from a score. They got a 69-yard touchdown pass to Luke Anderson, last possession. Anderson, just a junior. A lot of seniors on this Max team, but that talented wide receiver back next year for McDonald when the plan is to go to 11 player. A pitch out to the far side. Moulton going to take it. Moulton into the secondary. Moulton could be off to the races. Dawson Moulton going to take it to the house. Oh, my. McDonald leads 20-6 on Dawson Moulton's 73-yard touchdown run. What they try with Cole Schley, their quarterback. Receiver in motion in the near side. Schley fakes it to him, rolls to the right. Here comes the McDonald pass rush, and they get to him. They get to him for a big loss. The Max get the ball. Numbers that he's had throughout the season as he came in with 1,357 yards. Second down and 4 for the Max from the 16. Handoff Moulton off the left side. He's going to bounce his way all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald, and they lead it 27-6. So those are your first half highlights. McDonald highlights and lowlights, but they, all in all, they lead to a 28-14 McDonald lead as we're inching closer to the second half. Thoughts as you hear those highlights at all, Seth?
Yeah, like I say, I think they're going to – I think Eli's probably going to be spying the quarterback because – Probably things are going to open up for that quarterback to run the ball when they spread their formation out, and Eli's going to have to keep a close eye on that. But otherwise, we just got to keep doing what we're doing.
Grant, I'm remembering you're with us, Grant.
Yes, sir.
I'm remembering you guys the battle you had with Clayton, and I know this year it was very lopsided. But going back a couple of years, one of the more memorable playoff games, I'm sure, of your whole high school career. But again, you get into this game, these remainers. I mean, the Max need to be ready for 24 minutes of fight down the stretch here, right?
Absolutely. It's the playoffs, and the deeper and deeper you go, you just want it more. And like you guys were saying, seniors, they really don't want to be done. And I'm assuming that they're a really close-knit group of guys. The younger guys don't want the seniors to be done, so they're playing hard for the seniors. So not easy to put anybody away.
All right, well, let's keep it going here. We'll take a 90-second break when we come back. The second half of football, McDonald 28, Flambeau 14, Level 3, second half tournament action coming up on WOGO Sports. This is Max Football.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over 2 decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
All right, inching closer to the second half where McDonald will receive. 24 minutes left in regulation. The Macs lead it by two touchdowns and two extra points. And Flambeau again dressed in those red jerseys with the black pants and the black numerals with the white trim. And they will kick it to McDonald to our left. And Eli, who do we got deep here?
Isaac. Looks like Isaac, yep.
Isaac Crawford, all right.
So one thing kind of to point out is when Lutcher was in there at quarterback, Schley was on the sideline and not on the field.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't put him out at wide receiver or running back or anything.
Right. Yeah, and they were confused about that up here in the booth as well.
Oh!
As another onside kick, and then we're going to have a flag thrown.
And yeah,
that's pretty dirty.
Yeah, that's
really dirty.
That's going to be a...
I was looking down. What happened?
It was a late hit.
Two late hits. They only called one of them. One on Eli and then one on Caden, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just... Okay, so...
Flambeau, yeah.
Right.
Caden and Eli were the ones taking the hits.
Yeah, right, sorry. Right. So...
Not how you want to start off if you're Flambeau giving us 15 more yards.
Right, no, so you're starting at... Are they going to measure it from the 47? Yeah, so from the 47... And they mark it, continue to march it, and it potentially is going to be the 32-yard line.
Should be 15 yards.
Yeah, 15 yards. So, and they're going to go all the way to make it the 31. So, 40 yards and penalties for Flambeau. And not a good way to start the second half. But one can imagine some of the frustration if you're Flambeau. You're 11-0. You won your conference. Other than last week, you really haven't had any close games. And that was 38-20 over Frederick. So, they're not used to this.
No, they definitely aren't. But
not excusing the behavior. I'm just trying to imagine the frustration level as the I formation behind Cale Holm, and a bit of a hesitation here. And what's the delay?
I think it might have been a shoelace.
All right.
Okay.
Think about how many shoelaces there are in the world.
Get them shoes laced up there,
something
boys.
Something good to invest in. All right. Now, receiver moving, and kind of a creative play for the Macs. They're going to get it to Eli Stepp racing down the sideline, and he's going to score a touchdown for the Macs on the very first play of the third quarter.
Yeah, that was, I don't know if we've seen that or not. A little bit different look, but.
We ran that one other time, one of the first or second games of the year.
Okay. No, that was a good-looking play. Eli almost fell down there, but able to keep his balance and take it in for the score.
I have that as only his third carry of the night, but you'd like to see the guy get him because he's got such incredible speed.
Yes, he does.
Now the Macs are looking like they're going to go for two. They lead it by 20, and they are in I formation. So they going for two here. And there's the handoff running it into the end zone, and netting the two-point conversion is Dawson Moulton. And so the Macs go up 36-14. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Macs Level 3 Playoff Football.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chai High and McDonald's Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chai High or McDonald's athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get two for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
Well, important that Max get the ball, and they get a 31-yard touchdown run from Eli Stepp, and then a two-point run from Dawson Moulton. And now here comes Flambeau answering the call and racing it. Oliver Taylor well into McDonald territory inside the 30-yard line. So it was a short kick, Seth.
It was, and it was a direct kick. Like,
yeah.
He had it so quickly that, you know, our outside guys on the kickoff hadn't even, they didn't even get the chance to, like, merge to the ball. He was past them already.
Yeah.
So probably and very lucky that kick wasn't returned right there.
That was Caleb Leitz Lane, I think, and there was a good block on Caleb right there.
So gotcha. The 28-yard line, Oliver Taylor, this is a guy who gets overshadowed by some of the other bigger names on Flambeau, but again, he's a very talented 6'1", 185-pound senior. And now Sly, the senior quarterback, and now they're kind of faking who the quarterback's going to be. A long count, and Sly, and here comes the rush, and he is just crushed by Mason Bussey. Wow!
Mason, he was in there so fast, and I'm pretty sure that all 275 pounds of Mason were on that quarterback.
And Sly coming over to the sidelines now, and is he injured or what? What are you seeing, Grant?
They're bringing over the Flambeau coaches for discussion, so I think they're giving him a warning.
Giving Sly a warning?
I think he's hurt.
Yep. Okay. Hurt in the first half. He was banged up a little bit.
Okay, and that makes sense. We didn't know if he was banged up or not, and that's why he wasn't on the field towards the end of the half. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so Mason Bussey with the sack. And let's see, again, the 28-yard line, it's back to the 34, so a loss of 6. Second sack of the night. But they also, in a running situation, and again, that's a big loss for them. If Sly can't be in the game, obviously, he can come with Lou Dasher, and that's what they'll do, 6'3", 195. But Sly's been their quarterback all year long. Still a very light mist out there. And a bit of a delay is continuing. Any indication here, Grant, what that is?
I think they're probably just telling him maybe how long he has to be out or something like that.
All right. So second and 16 now. Lou Dasher, the quarterback, will take it, and they'll run it. And he's a big guy, bigger than Sly. But, boy, the McDonald defense is just fierce, and they get him out on the far sideline.
Yeah, Ryan didn't make the play over there, but just holding his own. And, once again, our backside help is just so fast.
It really has been a great pursuing defense tonight. Grant, you've been with the program the last 4 years. Is this the best McDonald defense in the last 5 years?
Well, I'm going to shout out to my junior year defense. That was a fantastic defense my junior year. I'd say this defense is right up there with them.
Very good. All right. And now, on the 3rd and 11, Lou Dasher, and there's the McDonald defenders again, and they're just saying that much and no more. And Mason Bussey, I mean, he's a house, he's a bear, I mean, he's a force.
Yes, on this drive, he is really showing it. Mason's pumped up. That sack got him going.
Yeah, the Max, again, they back to that line of scrimmage of the 34, but it's fourth down and long. They were at the 28 originally, I thought, or the 29, but now looking at a 4th and 15, and they'll go for it here with 10:40 left in the third quarter, down 36-14. Lou Dasher, the senior, going to heave a long ball down the sideline, incomplete for Oliver Taylor, and the Max take over on downs.
Both overthrew him by a good 2 yards. So, McDonald just, you know, you kind of, you almost got the sense that, they smell the blood in the water there. You know, I mean, it's just, especially watching Mason Bussey, how he's so fired up right now, and you know, they're feeling it.
Well, and it's interesting. McDonald going for two. They had successfully kicked some extra points, but it's interesting at this point. McDonald, I think, would love to get it to running clock and get your lead and get out of here. You know, I mean, why risk injuries or anything more like that? Up 22 right now, 36-14 with the football in the midst. Just over 10.5 to go, third quarter. Up 36-14. Cale Holm has done such a great job at quarterback, pitching it to the near side. And here comes the swarming tacklers from Flambeau. All over the ball carrier, Dawson Moulton, coming to the near side for the max.
Yep, good gain right there. You know, and Dawson, he's taken that play to the house many times. So good good contain and getting out there and making a play.
Short gain of one on the play, 155 yards on the night unofficially for Dawson. Boy, I don't know. You know, guys, I mean, to call max football next year without Dawson Moulton, it's been 4 years of a lot of action and a lot of carries.
Yeah, I mean, that's they're going to, you know, I mean, if they're not four-year starters, they were probably, a few of these are 3 years. I mean, it's...
Yeah. Second and nine now. Holm, short drop. He's going to unleash one to Luke Anderson, and Luke able to catch it, and he's going to keep going. Luke, a race for the end zone, and he's going to get there. Oh, he had
touchdown,
to him. Touchdown, McDonald. 34 to go in the third. They go up 42-14.
That is one of the better catches I've seen in a long, long time. He just reached right over top of him and grabbed that ball. So, fantastic catch.
I know that we had only gained 1 yard. I think that's about another. That's about a 59-yarder, isn't it? I think it was about the 41.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yep. What did you think of that catch, Grant?
That was pretty awesome.
It was.
That's the matchup that I want. I wanted them to exploit. Luke's got a foot on him. He just went up and got that one. Took it away from number 10.
And Luke is he's so big, you know. I mean, he's kind of like a receiver in the NFL that would come to mind is Anquan Boldin. He was just so big and strong.
Terrific receiver for Arizona. Yeah. And now I think that maybe offsides we'll see against Flambeau. Again, the max going up 28 and trying to go up 30 here. Okay, so it is offsides on Flambeau. Not a big loss when the ball is that close to the goal, but it's a little closer now. You could almost do a quarterback sneak here, don't you think?
I'd love to see a quarterback sneak right here.
You always like the quarterback involved, Grant. I've kind of noticed that.
Quarterback sneak is if a team can't run a quarterback sneak, there's nothing that bothers me more than that.
Yeah. Are you a fan of the tush push?
I am. I'm okay with it as long as they're not missing false starts.
All right. Here we go. Max trying to get their lead up to 30 now with 9:34 to go in the third here at Flambeau. Level 3, 8-player football action. And finding his way into the end zone, picking it, Dawson Moulton for another 2-point conversion. We're back in a minute. McDonald lead is 30 over Flambeau on the road on WOGO Sports. This is Max Playoff Football.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
The max, their second touchdown of the second half. We're calling it a 59-yarder with 9:34 left in the third. And Flambeau has not experienced this all season, obviously. Down 44-14, down by 30. They've done this to a lot of people, but have not had it done to them.
Good point, Ben.
And trying to get the return on the max, not able to quite get to the 35-yard line.
Nice tackle by Ben Wicken right there.
And number 21 that time for Flambeau, and that is Riley Hughes. Riley, a 6-foot, 175-pound senior. So now is Cole Sly, is he back in the game or not? Number 11, Cole Sly.
Nope, he's still on the sideline.
Huh, interesting. Okay.
It almost looked like he was a little woozy. Like, you know, maybe something like a concussion type deal, maybe.
Ah, okay. Yeah, right. All right, now 44-14 game. McDonald by 30, pushing towards the, and then running it on the near sideline is the quarterback now, Chase Chance Ludasher. Ludasher, a 6'3", 195-pound senior again.
Thank you.
Huge numbers on the year. Second leading rusher next to Cole Sly. Oh, wow. Okay, somebody, that delicious apple cider.
We just
cider.
Got some of the hand-pressed apple cider,
They are very kind folks here. And so all the way to about the 48-yard line. And so Ludasher running for the first down on the play. And now rolling off to the left, we'll have a different ball carrier this time, Dominic Kopaz. And Kopaz is going to be tackled for a one-yard loss.
Yeah, Kopaz, he's been in on a good couple good positive plays and toting the rock that time. Boy, this is some good cider, Mark, but be careful. It'll fog your glasses up.
I'm a little busy right now, so drinking, you know, I think Sam right. will be able to drink my cup before I can. So. All right, but seeing a big smile on Aberley's face over here, he's enjoying it. Yeah.
It is delicious.
No, we could smell it. It was wafting up here.
Yeah.
All right, so clock ticking, 8:40 to go in the third. Second and 11 now after the one-yard loss. Kopaz. Now they're going to do a little double handoff. Oliver Taylor gains a couple of yards, and then again, the Macs just gang tackling.
Yeah,
this is a team effort.
They are swarming right now, and I think it's going to be next impossible to pick a player of the game because it's just there's just so many bodies to the ball.
The Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game coming in our post-class post-game show. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank.
Number 11 is dealing with a head injury.
Okay. Well, sorry to hear that. All right, and there's the pass. Ooh. Too high, incomplete from Ludasher. Chance Ludasher, incomplete there. Well, we can Cole Sly up. He's done for tonight. 11 passes I had down, and 4 out of 11 with an interception and one touchdown.
I was a little nervous that time, Grant. Just thought maybe we'd get called for some pass interference.
Yeah, it was. It looked
I think
a
if
little
it
bit like that. But
if it would have been a better ball,
good.
Maybe. But
yeah, potentially.
Yeah.
All right, and so now it's 4th and 9, and there is the hike for the punt. And a McDonald, one hop. Oh, no, it touched the McDonald player, and now it's going to roll and be dived on at about the 2 or 3 yard line. The Max may have it there. Wow.
No.
Flambeau's got it at the 1, maybe 2, 3.
That was ill-advised. You're up by 30 points. No need to do that for Eli Stepp and his second lost fumble of the night.
Yeah, you could have let that one go for sure. And now it's going to take some pretty stout defense to keep them out of the end zone where the ball is for 4 plays.
Yeah. Well, a big break for Flambeau. Again, the good news is they're still down by 30. And again,
yes.
I'm sure, I mean, Eli is a player. He is hungry to return the punt. It's just in that instance, I guess there wasn't a need to. So, all right. So, wow, what a turn of events. My goodness. 44-14 McDonald, about the midway point of this third quarter. And,
about Chance, a foot to go.
Yeah, very short here for Ludasher. They take it around the left side of the McDonald defense. Stout.
They got
and
it.
They got
touchdown.
It. In. Okay. So there it is. And so Flambeau back on the scoreboard here on their home field, making it a 44-20 game, and the siren goes off.
All right. Is that the first time we've heard the siren?
I think I've heard it a couple of times. You just haven't paid attention.
I just haven't been paying attention.
Yeah.
It's because you said it, Mark.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. So 44-20. There goes knocking on the door of the running clock, and it goes back to 24. But all right, we'll see what Flambeau can do as they take this one, pounding it up the middle. And they got the two-point conversion as well. So we'll take a break in the action. 8 points for Flambeau out of nowhere. And now McDonald has them doubled up. 44-22, the kickoff to the Max. A minute away on WOGO Sports. This is Max Playoff Football.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the McDonald football team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
Well, the Max still in the driver's seat, just not quite as comfortably as they were. A 30-point lead goes to a 22-point lead, and now the Max just going to fall on the ball at the 31-yard line.
Yep, smart thing to do
right
there.
Dawson Moulton, the returner in that instance there. So they get a 1-yard touchdown run and a 2-point run, and all of a sudden go from 44-14 to 44-22. And I guess there's still a quarter and a half to go.
Oh, for sure.
And McDonald had done some great things with the 31-yard run by Stepp and the 59-yard pass to Anderson and trying to boost this lead, and they were pushing oh so close to one touchdown would have put up to a running clock, but now that goes in reverse. So, all right, from the 31-yard line, and yes, the apple cider is good. 7:38 to go here in the third quarter. Cale Holm with the I formation behind him. Pitch out to Dawson Moulton. They continue with their workhorse. Moulton, the 35. He's going to cut back against the grain, a la Gale Sayers, the 40. All the way to midfield. Yeah, Moulton down the sideline. It's going to outrun the defender all the way. Dawson Moulton to the house for another touchdown. Are you kidding me? 69 yards.
He completely reversed field. I mean, he went back across the field probably 20 yards and was able to turn that ball up. And there was one player that had a chance of catching him and almost did, but Dawson able to step out of it and score there.
You know, it's been one thing, Grant and Seth, it's been one thing to do this against lesser teams, but this is an 11-0 team that he just scored his fourth touchdown on.
Yeah, and these guys are tough, you know. I mean, not taking anything away from them at all. I mean, this is a tough group of dudes down there.
I know. And that makes it 50-22, but you can feel coach's concern in the pregame when he talked about, I don't know how we're going to deal with it. Frafjord, he knows the game of football. And so now the Max going for that two-point conversion on the pass on the far side.
There.
Oh, and Ryan Smisky in the far side caught the ball but did not get in. 50-22 is our score. 7:22 to go third quarter. Back in half a minute, this is WOGO Sports coverage of Max Tournament Football.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
There is some hitting going on in the field tonight. Ryan Smisky caught the ball on the far side with a path toward a two-point conversion. Grant, there's a number of people, I think, around him. What's the story?
Yeah, go ahead, Grant.
Ryan says he's doing good.
All right.
Ryan, he doesn't seem too out of it. I can't really tell yet.
Okay.
But his eyes right. Seem good. I'm looking right at him.
It might have
right
looked now. Like he hit me harder, but I rocked him.
Okay. Ryan's good.
Yeah, no, it
This is nice. We don't get on the field interviews too often, but cousin to cousin,
getting the job done.
Even Sam's got a kick out of it here.
Concerned cousin, you know. I mean, I saw his mouth guard fly up there. It looked like his mouth guard anyways. But
to have him say, I rocked him.
Yeah. But, you know, and Ryan is not a small guy by any means.
Right.
So.
And so we still have 7:22 to go in the third quarter. What's the situation here where the teams are on the sidelines? I mean,
well,
it was...
That should have been a penalty.
You think so?
If I was a player, I'd be pretty furious about that call. I'd probably be talking to one of the refs right now if I was a player right now.
So this is a pretty lengthy break. Let's get you some scoring updates here. In Lena, St. Thomas Aquinas 24, Leona Wabino 8. The winner of that game meets the winner of this one next Friday night. Level 4 action. That's the semifinal for 8 player. On the other side of the bracket, Gilman, the one seed, shutting out North Crawford 23-0, under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Also in the third, Oakfield, which the winner of that meets the winner of the Gilman game. Oakfield and Sevastopol. Oakfield up 30-0. So Oakfield and Gilman seem to be on a collision course. And again, we've got the highest scoring game of the night here, I guess, huh? All right. It is 50-22. And so there is the boot from Cale Holm. And now, with the return, up the middle of the field. And a flag is thrown. And
is coming back.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's Chance Ludasher down the sideline, and he finally steps out just outside of the red zone, but it's all coming back. And as we wait for that, let me tell you that River Country Co-op, proud to support our community. Download the River Country Co-op app for savings. And remember to gas up at the River Country Co-op Spirit Pump on River Street in Chippewa Falls, where a percentage of every sale goes toward McDonald Athletics. Thanks so much to Bruce and everybody at River Country Co-op.
And, you know, right now things are heating up a little bit. And McDonald, just keep your head and play your game and get out of here.
You know, Grant, you've been around these a long time. It seems like it's been heated from warm-ups.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I played in a couple games like this, and they're fun when you're winning, and then the losing team typically, a lot of times, it just compounds, and they tend to get a little dirtier as the game goes on.
You don't want that chippiness. But, yeah, it's heavy hitting. And, again, these guys are, you know, their combined record of these teams is 20-1. So they've known winning. Only Gilman putting a blemish on McDonald's record. Flambeau hasn't lost all season. Ludasher on the far side, taking it from the 29-yard line. But, again, the McDonald defense stringing him out as the mist continues as it has throughout this game.
I didn't notice, is Ryan on the sidelines, Grant?
Say it again?
Is Ryan on the sidelines, or is he?
I'm looking for him.
Yeah, I don't see him out there. Maybe he's coming in now.
Yeah, he's back in the game.
Okay.
He did talk to the trainer.
Yep. Yeah, no, that definitely looked a lot worse than what it was.
1 yard run for, Chance Ludasher. Hadn't played a lot of quarterback from what we saw statistically, but able to play the position. And an 8 player, you need to, all right? I mean, I remember, Grant, your freshman year, you got injured. And, of course, had to alter some things at quarterback, as I recall.
Yep, a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, and there's, a pretty good hit by the Max here on the near side against Ludasher for a short gain. What was your injury your freshman year?
I dealt with a couple ankle injuries.
Yeah. And so the 3-yard gain on the play for Ludasher creates a third down. Need to get out to close to the 40-yard line. Call it 3rd and 6 here. Gained 1 and 3. 6:12 to go here in the third quarter. In the mist at Flambeau in Tony, Wisconsin, at the Nest for the Falcons. Incomplete pass for Ludasher.
Yeah, I think it looks like that ball's getting tough to throw right now.
Yep, and very, very tough to catch as well.
Yes.
Tough to catch all night. I can tell you now, for whatever reason, it feels like I'm starting. You can almost see the numbers better. I don't know what it is. Is it the jerseys getting?
Yeah, that is true.
What's up with that? I mean, I don't know if it's the lights fully setting in here or what. But now, anyhow, I'm glad, not a complaint. About midway through this third quarter, Ludasher set to punt. There's a low snap. He'll get it away. Oh, it's
shanked.
Partially blocked.
And out of bounds.
Caleb Leak got in there, but a flag is on the field.
Yeah.
It's going to be down at the 39-yard line, but, boy, I don't know. It just feels
it's gonna
like...
It's going to be a hold on Mason after the kick, I guess.
Okay,
You guys, with the heavy hits, the late hits, the flags, it feels like it's getting really messy.
You know, I think they're doing a good job trying to rein things in here and make sure nothing gets out of hand.
All right, so it's against both teams or just McDonald?
I'm pretty sure it's against just McDonald.
Okay. So the 39-yard line is where the ball ended after the punt was partially blocked. And so they'll mark off the penalty from there. Mentioned earlier the referees from the Minocqua Rhinelander area. That is only the second penalty on McDonald tonight. 15 yards and penalties. Hey, playing clean like that's winning football.
That is. Our O-line being able to get a good push without having to hold. But the biggest thing that kills you, that annoys you more than anything, is false starts. You know, and we had one of those so far.
Well, the Max with that long touchdown a short time ago, that amazing touchdown by Dawson Moulton, back to a 28-point lead with another touchdown and either a kicked extra point or a two-point conversion could get this to a running clock. So we'll see. There's the handoff to the near side. And again, there's the incredibly talented Dawson Moulton with another McDonald first down.
And Dawson just able to just slowly, and I say slowly, and it's Dawson. I don't think those two go together. But just he's able just to pick his way through there, follow his blocks, and get a really good gain on first down.
Yeah, I'll say 13. You got him unofficially for 237 yards rushing. Another McDonald first down brought to you by Ashley Construction. Your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. Stick around for the Postglass and Mirror postgame show later. The Postglass postgame show, including the Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game, bringing some of the highlights, offensive and defenses as well. Max looking to get to level 4 next Friday night. Semi-final for 8th player in the state. Handoff in the near side, and there's Moulton again. Another first down run for the Max. They get it into Flambeau territory. Got a dirty jersey. Going to need some good laundry detergent to clean these uniforms.
Yeah, Dawson, he's looking good tonight and just picking his way through there once again, running with purpose.
And let's give a shout-out. How about that offensive line, everybody?
Well, for sure. Like the play before, they were right out in front of him, and he's just being patient. So
to the 45-yard line of Flambeau.
And this is, I think, when you're an O-lineman, when you can just start leaning on guys or getting tired, this is really when it gets fun.
Yeah, so under center home with the I formation. Handed off to Eli Stepp. No, he faked me out. It's Dawson Moulton on the far side. Moulton, again, I mean, he's just torching the defense, running all the way to the 30-yard line. I mean, just having his way for huge gains.
Mason just, I think he took like two or three guys out that time and was almost able to get out in front of Dawson. From the other side of the field.
Make it a 16-yard run to the 29, 265 yards rushing for Moulton and 4 touchdowns on the night to go with his 6 touchdowns last week. And 5:15 to go here in this third quarter. The Max on the move, and a touchdown and an extra point gets this to a running clock here with more than a quarter to play in this level 3 football game. Here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Triple Falls, coming up on 9 o'clock. What's the delay here? Grant, any idea?
I think they're kind of giving us a sideline warning.
Okay.
Any idea what McDonald had done?
I think there's a white line, like 4 or 5 yards from the sideline, and we kind of got to stay behind that, and I think we were stepping over that line.
All right, yeah. So from the 29 now, going left to right, the Max leading this by a score of 50-22. Coach Maloney's key to the game had been the defense. Well, the defense has held Flambeau to 22. And now to the near side, Moulton, and he's going to get still keeping on his feet. And you can't just get that one contact. It's not enough to bring him down.
Come on!
Yep. Another late.
That's going to be a personal foul on Flambeau.
Yeah, boy, a really deep frustration here. What did you see, Grant? Because we were blocked out by some of the Flambeau players here on the near side.
I think it was either maybe number 30 number six. I think it was number six for Flambeau, pushed Justin after the play.
Okay. So nothing too egregious.
All right, so again, a late hit on Flambeau. That's 15 yards marked off after the five-yard run by Moulton, up to 270 yards rushing on the night, and 15 more yards in penalties. Flambeau with 65 yards in penalties on the night. That'll take it down. They're going to say where the penalty happened from. So it's interesting because he'd run it to the 24. So that really is not a 15-yard penalty because it's really at the 12. So, whatever. I don't like the way high school does their penalties.
Smoke is coming out here.
I don't like the way high school does their penalty. It doesn't make sense to me. With a point of infraction. All right, there's the pitch out on the far side. Dawson Moulton from the 12-yard line picking his way, and it's going to get closer, but keep that clock going now. With 4.5 to go, third quarter. The max up convincingly, 50-22.
Good, tough running, and, you know, offensive line just moving the pile. So that's all we need to do, just grind it right into the end zone.
Like grinding coffee. And so gain of 5 for Moulton, up to 275. Second and 5 from this. Apparently the max can get a first down. So they said the 11-yard line. So it was really about a 13-yard penalty as we go back to that. The mist continues to fall inside of 4 minutes to go here. In the third quarter, will Dawson Moulton add a fifth touchdown to the four he has already in the six last week? And we're going to get a timeout called by
McDonald.
McDonald, interestingly enough. We'll take a break as well. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. Late third quarter, max up big, 50-22, knocking on the door, WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Thanks so much to Carter Jager, manning the controls back at our WOGO studio, our radio producer, Sam Aberley, our video producer, polished off that apple cider. Also, Seth and Grant Smisky, I'm Mark Halverson. Great to have you for the broadcast here tonight. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies, they don't take days off, and that's why Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, 365, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com. That's wurzgalla.com. All right, so when action resumes, it'll be second and 5 for the max from the Flambeau 6-yard line, going left to right here in this third quarter. Now, again, this touchdown with an extra point or a two-point conversion would get this to a running clock. Flambeau's only score of the second half was basically gifted to them. Otherwise, the Max looking for their third score since intermission. Holm keeping it himself, then a late pitch out, and he's going to get it to Dawson Moulton for 6 points and a McDonald touchdown, leading it 56-22.
I am surprised by Kale pitching that ball there. It looked like he could have just walked that into the end zone.
That was very interesting.
Yeah, it was. You know, Kale, just a humble guy, just, you know.
He just wants Dawson to get his tuds.
Yeah, yep. So, yeah, interesting play by Kale, but, you know, tack another one on for Dawson.
Yeah, a 6-yarder. Now they're going to go for 2. And the handoff up the middle. And they got it. The two-point conversion. And was that Dawson again?
Nope, that was Eli.
This time. All right. Yep. The max, 58-22, 36-point lead, running clock when we come back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Max, Level 3 Playoff Football.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Another Dawson Moulton touchdown run, his fourth of the night with the 6 yards. He's up to 281 yards rushing, making his fifth of the night, right? Boy, oh boy, he had a three-yard run. He had a 69-yard run. And then in the second, he's had three, four, five touchdowns. So, again, some really long runs. And all those highlights later in the post-class, post-game show here on WDOGO Sports. But wow, how about that? 281 yards rushing. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Ryan Stelter, of course, a great alum and is a great athlete in his day of baseball, football, and basketball here at McDonald. So there's the boot, and it's going to go out of bounds in the near side.
Thank you. Get some more
go for
scores
it
here. So
Flambeau Oakfield wants them to kick it again.
Okay. Really? Okay, so Oakfield, they're up 38-0.
Over okay, and so Oakfield on a collision course with Gilman next Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Over Sevastopol, Gilman 29-0 mm-hmm. over North Crawford, and Lena St. Thomas, 38-14. So that's kind of looking like who we are going to be playing yeah. next week.
All right. That's, and again, they were a one seed, and McDonald's a two, so.
Yeah.
Probably,
yep.
yeah.
Yeah.
Traveling
shaping up
again.
To be, yeah, hopefully another good game.
So we should note that when you say Lena St. Thomas Aquinas, that's not like Lacrosse Aquinas, though. So I'm not sure exactly where they're located. They're. Wherever Lena is. Okay.
Yeah, yep. And
the ball
yeah.
is...
Where, well, it, they,
the ball was kicked out on the near side, and...
Next week will be a neutral site somewhere, so yeah.
Okay.
Wherever that's going to be.
You guys see that one?
Yeah, well, it was kicked out on the near side, but go ahead and elaborate.
And then it looked like Noah got hit pretty late out of bounds. That, that definitely also should have been a penalty.
I did not see that. But I heard the reaction from the crowd. So when you say Noah, again, one of your cousins, just a sophomore running back.
Yep, Noah's got a good bright future ahead of him.
Well, yeah, with Desi and Matthews apparently out for the postseason. I mean, Noah had been kind of there, but they've really leaned on the starters more. And now the max backed up to the 30. So, again, the running clock does not continue when you're not able to get the ball in play in a kickoff. But we're ready for a running clock with a 36-point lead, kind of unexpectedly. The max, the highest scoring of anybody here in this these level three games, an eight-player going on tonight in our bracket. And the max all over the returner at the 35-yard line. Great job that time.
Yeah, Luke Anderson just flying down the field and blowing things up.
Well, Luke's done it in both ends tonight, offense, defense, even special teams. And the Flambeau players slow to get up.
Let's go, Caden. Let's go, 1-1.
His footing doesn't seem to be real firm.
Just maybe cramping a little bit,
okay.
Stretching things out.
Yeah. All right, the mist continues. And, again, at different times it's been stronger. It seems like this is one of those times, Grant. From the 35-yard line. When he doesn't respond, that means he's agreeing with me.
Yes.
58-22, yep. Max up by 36. And taking it to this side, Chance Ludasher. And Lou Dasher out of bounds.
I love it.
I think it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. There's just a sense in which I got it. For everybody's safety, it feels like the sooner this game ends, the better.
It's
you know?
Kind of, yeah. I yeah, mean, for sure. It's starting to feel like
it's,
that.
It's lopsided. We know Flambeau hasn't lost all year. They beat everybody convincingly, beat Frederick by 18 last week. McDonald has come into their house and leads them by 36 with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. And, it just, on both sides, it just feels like
Yeah,
let's get through this without any injuries. And
they're still getting after it, both sides of the ball, you know, both teams.
Yeah.
They're bringing it.
Yeah. So from the pistol, they're going to take it. And there's their running play and getting some daylight. And off to the races is number 12, and that is Dominic Kopacz. And only his fourth run of the night. Actually, only his second run of the night. He had a two-yard carry earlier.
Yeah, just getting a crease there, and unfortunately we didn't have a linebacker there to fill. And Luke with a touchdown-saving tackle there.
A 30-yard run for Kopacz, and the first down to the 35 of McDonald.
Looks like Mason Bussey going out, Grant Sokup coming in, and Caleb Leet moving over to defensive end.
Well, I'm sure from a McDonald standpoint, you'd love to keep that running clock as it winds out the third and heads to the fourth quarter. And taking it on the far side, Lou Dasher, and they able to turn it upfield toward a first down. Needed to get to the 25, and now Lou Dasher slow to get up on the far side. Grant, do you remember playing in weather like this, or what are the unique challenges to it? Obviously, the footing.
I definitely have played, but yeah, obviously the footing, and then. One thing as a quarterback that you can't do is hold the ball too. Like, you can't over grip the ball. You got to kind of hold it softer than you usually do. And it is hard, but it's just what you got to do.
I think sometimes, isn't it, if you're a quarterback with bigger hands, you can handle it better than, I don't know.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, second and one, and then a double handoff. And going the opposite way, and there's the surprise from Flambeau taking it to the house. Oliver Taylor gets it in on the score from 26 yards out, and there goes the running clock with Oliver Taylor, and there's the siren.
Yeah, that time just completely lack of discipline there on the defense. They completely bit and sold out on that first fake, and there was nobody home.
So it goes to a 58-28 score. If you like Arena League football, that's what this eight-player game is with. Is that 2:26 left in the, or is it, I can't tell.
22 seconds.
22 seconds, all right. And Flambeau able to run in the two-point conversion as well. And it makes it 58-30. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Max Playoff Football.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
It's a lot of scoring, everybody. 58-30. The Max up by 28, so the bye-bye to the running clock, at least for now, until McDonald scores again. But Flambeau cutting down the field, that's their best drive of the second half.
Yeah, I give those guys credit. They're not giving up. They're bringing it still, you know, every play. They could have hung their heads and just kind of let things go, but they are not. They're still coming, and I don't know what happened there with our defense. That last play did not look good for them.
Yeah. So 58-30. They'll have the week to look at the film and try to repair that. 22.6 seconds in the mist here from Flambeau on WOGO here post 9 o'clock.
Watch the onside.
And there is the offsides, and they're going to let it roll down the field, and then it's going to be recovered. And the Max on the near sideline, and then falling down at about the 27-yard line is Dawson Moulton.
Now I think he's just kind of going to chew up the clock mode right now if you're McDonald. You got this big lead, and, you know, I mean, we could pop, break one, and score.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but let's just let's get some first downs and just control this ball and take as much time off the clock as we can.
I think still, you know, up by 28. I mean, you get a touchdown and an extra point, you get it to a running clock, and you might as well shorten it as much as possible. I mean, by trying to run, you're right. I mean, I don't think there's really a need to throw, and they haven't. They've thrown a little bit, obviously, with David Anderson Big touchdown, the amazing grab he made earlier.
Luke.
And he said...
David, I'm sorry. Yeah, Luke Anderson,
but
yes.
I'm sure David would be happy to hear that. He's still on your mind.
He is still on my mind, yes. Okay. All right, so McDonald football from their own 27, 73 yards from a score. Pitch out to the near side. Moulton still in the ball game for the Max, and he's pushing towards 300 yards, guys.
And, that is amazing.
This one to the... 41-yard line. Again, that's on these second-half carries. I mean, he's getting double digits every carry, and that's a 14-yard run. He's up to 295. And 27. So maybe it was a 9-yard run. Okay, my apologies. I thought that was longer than that. So up to 290. All right. So a second and one for the Max. From the 27 to the 36, so that's interesting. The marker on the far side looks further than that. There's a low ball, and it's an incomplete pass.
Almost looked like there was encroachment on the defense, but they didn't call it. He might have not went into
We did try a hard count there.
Gotcha.
We'll say the original line of scrimmage was a 29, not the 27. So a 7-yard run by Moulton creates a third and three now for the Max. Need to get to almost the 39-yard line as the third quarter has 9.5 seconds left in it. Thanks so much for joining us. The Kelp Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game later in a post-class post-game show, plus highlights and Coach Mark Maloney after this level 3 8-player game gets in the books. Handoff up the middle. Pounding it away for the Max as they get past the 40-yard line to Moulton again, and he takes that one from the 36, 5-yard gain, and another McDonald first down, 293 yards rushing for Moulton.
And it went final, so we will be playing Lena St. Thomas.
Okay. So during the break, Seth, you can look up where Lena is. No, but you said a neutral site. That would be welcome.
Yeah.
Third quarter in the books. We're back in half a minute. This is WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Level 3 Playoff Football.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
All right, 12 minutes to go. Max with the football up 58-30. It's been the Dawson Moulton show with 5 touchdowns and 293 yards rushing. But again, it's been a lot more than that. It's been an incredible team effort, offense, defense, and special teams for the Max in building up this 28-point lead here as we start the fourth quarter, Seth.
Yeah, that. Our offensive line really came to play tonight. Bussey and Bryce, you know, escapes me a little bit here, but it's just they came to play. They're opening up some holes. Justin Quall, you know, and then Ryan at tight end. They are just blocking. I think this is the best I've seen them, you know, and they're opening up holes against a pretty, you know, a good defense that really flows to the ball. So hats off to those guys.
At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. All right, so McDonald now going right to left from the 41-yard line after the latest run by Moulton. 7 yards shy of 300 unofficially on the night. Another incredible evening for the 4-year starter, the senior, Dawson Moulton. He was a running back even as a freshman, just to appreciate that. That was a young McDonald team back in the day. And there's the handoff coming to the near side. He's going to change hands, and he's going to keep going, and Moulton's going to take it. No, it's Eli Stepp down to about the 10-yard line, so Eli just churning those legs. Again, he hasn't gotten a ton of carries, but made the most of that one from the 41 as the original line of scrimmage, and one of the Flambeau players slow to get up.
That is such a good play, and I love that play because we have a hard time defending that
right.
play. You know, that's a Gilman-Owen-Withy play right there. and it works good against us, and I like to see that we're using it.
It's a 49-yard run to the 10-yard line. Taking Eli's, how about Eli? 4 carries for 83 yards on the night and 1 touchdown.
The player's still
on his knees at the 10-yard line on the near sideline for.
He got the wind knocked out of him.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Again, already we know tonight that we got a final score that Lena St. Thomas, 38. Leona Wabena, 14. So Lena St. Thomas Aquinas would be McDonald's opponent should the Macs hold on and win. Here is early in the fourth quarter with 11:47 to go in it. McDonald knocking on the door of another touchdown, trying to get this to a running clock again. 28-point lead. They need the touchdown and an extra point, either a kick or a two-point conversion to get that running clock and see what the defense can do to keep it at that level here in the fourth period. On the far side, there is Moulton. Moulton picking his way through the holes, getting all the way in for the score and another touchdown for Moulton, his sixth of the night, 2 straight weeks with 6 touchdowns.
That was an unbelievably patient run by Dawson. He just picked his way through the defense and stumbled in the end zone.
That's what's really cool watching Dawson as he goes. It seems like, you know, as we get this lead, he gets more patient. He just kind of works his way through and gets what he can. And he's got a, you know, like 2 different running styles there, and it's really neat to see.
I can imagine. I mean, more lesser experienced running backs, right, wouldn't have that patience, right? You're trying to just use your athletic ability instead of use your blockers. All right, so now going for the 2-point conversion to get another running clock, and there's the handoff. They're going to power it into the end zone, and the Macs get it up to a running clock yet again. We'll take a break. Back in half a minute on WDOGO Sports. This is Macs Level 3 Playoff Football.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
The Macs offense has been there. That's a lot of points. McDonald leads it by 36 here at Flambeau. If you have a need for anything glass, I'm talking a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass. Seth, again, this offense so impressive all season long, including tonight against a tough, undefeated Flambeau team.
Yeah, the O-line is clicking, and Dawson is just, and you know, you can't forget about Eli Stepp lead blocking out in front of him. Things are happening, and we can also go to the air because we got a great weapon there with Luke Anderson.
All right, I guess call it greedy on my end, but I'd love to see the Macs hold them and keep this running clock going.
Yes,
right.
For sure.
So that's
my goal. Every other game is over right now.
Yeah, right. And this one is just early in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
But we've got the most points scored here as all the way out to midfield. The kicks have not been going as deep for the Macs here more recently.
They've been wanting them to kind of squib it and make it hard for Flambeau to pick the ball up.
Chance Ludasher, their quarterback now, backup quarterback with that return. And now at the 46-yard line, so 54 yards from pay dirt for the Flambeau Falcons, playing at the Nest here, their home field, won all their games this season. Now the clock running, 10:50 to go in the fourth, and the Macs up 66-30. I didn't see 66-30. That wasn't what I was predicting, but I guess I didn't predict a score. But
me and Grant talked about it a little bit. I didn't have this either.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so now running it to the near side, and there's Moulton doing it on both sides. He's still got that much energy on defense when he's run for 300 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Yeah. And once again, Ryan just playing that edge so well, keeping contained and making them cut up and keeping that tight end contained, and the linebacker able to just fly in there and make a play.
So Dominic Kopacz, and what's the call? Oh, they're giving a
just
score or something?
A little banged up.
Okay. Yeah, 7-yard loss there for Kopacz. So actually, now that is 5 carries for 22 yards for him. on the night. And so, again, the numbers, which have been so big on the ground, obviously Cole Sly got injured early. Really haven't seen much of him at all in the second half, very little. And now a second and 17. So a good initial defensive play there for the Macs. And now bobbling the snap, the quarterback trying to run out of there will run for his life down the near sideline and then gets smacked out of bounds and flattened down at the 43-yard line. Who was the hit?
That was Luke Anderson.
That was Luke Anderson.
And I think Luke's hurting a little bit right now, too. That was a really big collision.
It was. And I'm surprised that that he took that head on like that, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying, guys. Can you respect my view? Like, let's get this game finished and get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it just, on both sides.
Yeah, for sure.
We've had questionable head injuries. You mentioned that to Cole Sly. And now this particular player, and Flando's had such a tremendous season, 11-0, conference champs. And now, again, a good play, a good run on a second and 17, getting it to close to the first down at about the 45 or 44-yard line. And
yeah.
Now a delay here as the player is getting medical attention. We'll take a break as well. Back in a minute on WDOGO Sports. This is Max Playoff Football.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
It is Chance Ludasher, who's been the backup quarterback. He is their number one running back. He is the one who had the run. And so people applauding as he's standing. And again, Grant, can you describe the hit? I mean, it wasn't dirty.
No.
That wasn't dirty at all. Luke, I mean, I don't really know how Luke stood on his feet there, because Luke wasn't, like, running at him super fast.
I mean, can I say, Chance is 6'3", 195. He's a big
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, Luke just must have had a really low base, and really, I mean, just that was a good clean hit.
Yeah, I honestly thought Luke was going to take the worst end of that deal, and so, you know, and he was so close to the sideline there,
so
he just steps out.
That's
he's
really
still on the field.
Basically, that we've seen Flambeau lose two quarterbacks now, and here is one running it up the middle for close to a first down before we see the MAC defenders turn it back. And I'm trying to spot the number of the quarterback. And it looks like this time that they're going with Sully Reich, number 10?
Okay. 12, yep.
And yeah, he's Dominic up Kopass, and he has been out there before.
Yep, kind of the next man up. He's a
so
good player.
Apparently not quite a first down, so he gained 9 on the play. And second and inches from the 34-yard line, and now pounding it inside of the 30, and again, Flambeau trying to finish their season as strong as possible with Kopass now, the guy they'll call on. Dominic, a 6-foot, 180-pound senior, came in with 539 yards rushing and 9 touchdowns, averaging over 12 per carry. And that time, getting the first down for Flambeau, again, inside of the 30-yard line for Kopass. Again, that running clock is going. It'd be running anyhow at the 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The Macs up big, 66-30. And Kopass now taking his way inside of the red zone from the 28 as the line of scrimmage. And so both teams gashing and bashing each other for about double digits just about every time they're carrying here. The Macs have been doing that throughout the second half with Moulton and Kopasz now. A generous gain of 11 to the 17 there to up his numbers to 48 yards rushing on the night.
So is that Fleshinski in there, Grant, it looks like?
Where?
On defense.
Playing. Nick is not in there.
No, he's not.
There's a double handoff, and now trying to get it back to Oliver Taylor. And Taylor able to get his way down the field inside the 15 from the original line of scrimmage, the 17. They're going to mark it at the 14, a gain of 3 for Taylor, who has ran for a touchdown earlier here in the second half. So at the 14-yard line, it'll be second down and 7. And Kopasz is going to take it around the left side himself and going to be pushed back and still fighting hard. And Kopasz keeping those legs churning. And the Macs defense finally dealing with him on the far sideline, Isaac Crawford.
There's a lot of guys out there just kind of limping around.
Yeah,
you know?
It's been a
slugfest for sure.
It's the old black and blue division. You know, Ray Nitschke,
absolutely.
Dick Butkus, a little bit of mud.
Yep.
Somebody with a tooth missing.
After this game for the Macs, this will be a good sore, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to feel it a little bit.
But even as fans, right? I mean, I could sense that in you, Seth. You wanted a more competitive game. And certainly, while the score isn't close right now, it was a more competitive. It certainly has been a hard-fought game.
Oh, yeah. And they're still scoring, you know. So they're driving the ball on us right now.
Right.
There is no quitting these guys.
And there's the pass, and it's nearly intercepted by the Macs, but they couldn't quite pull it off.
Yeah, and you know what? It is impossible to read these numbers with the glare or whatever. You know, it's like when they're right out in front of us in the light, but when they get down towards the end zone, it's really hard to make them out.
So running clock continues even after an incomplete pass. 5.5 minutes to go. Max leading at 66-30 here on WOGO Sports. Our video producer, Sam Aberle, Mark Alverson with Seth and Grant Smisky, and Carter Jaeger back at our WOGO studios. We're in position to have another game for you. Level 4 McDonald action next Friday night with a 36-point lead just over 5 minutes to go. Kopasz now back to pass on the 4th and 9 from the 16. He's going to run, but it's not going to be for enough yardage. The Macs gang tackling him, keep him from the first down, and McDonald will take over with less than 5 minutes to go with an eye on level 4.
That's going to be a penalty on Eli.
Oh, no.
Was it late?
He might have shouted a little profanity.
Oh, that's, yeah, you don't want to. You got to keep your head, guys.
Grant really gets us more information than a lot of. .420, and the clock's continuing.
But it was after the play. It was after the play, so we're good.
The clock is continuing here, even in terms of a potential penalty situation. But again, I think been a hard-fought battle here. And again, McDonald looking to exit out of 8-player next year. And Flambeau, a rich history in football with the Jimmy Leonard and success they had at State. And I think some of those State participants on Coach Frafjord's staff, as he's told us about, less than 4 minutes to go. So a long time between the last play and this one as the Macs backed up here after the penalty. Was that a 10-yarder, I believe, right?
Yeah. It would have been. It should be half the distance to the goal.
Yeah. All right, so about 25 yards in penalties for the Macs on the night with just over 3.5 minutes to go here. And now McDonald looking to close things out with this 36-point lead.
Looks like we're starting to rotate in some second-string guys.
Do we have a ball carrier on that one?
That was Dawson.
Okay, still in there. So any surprises keeping the first string in up 36 with 3 minutes to go?
I'm not a huge fan of this. I would like to see pretty much every starter on offense out of the game at this point.
Yeah. Moulton about still 7 yards shy of 300 is the clock now. Inside of 3 minutes to go. 66-30 McDonald We already know who their opponent would be next Friday night. We don't have a location for you. But we will be there for you. Bringing it to the near side now. Moulton, yet another carry, is going to get his way up towards the 15-yard line on the second and four from the 10.
By number 30, Jacob Taylor.
And inside of 2.5 minutes to go now to the 15-yard line. And we've got a timeout called. All right, we'll take a break in the action. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Max, Level 3 Playoff Football. Close to a victory.
Royal Credit Union's 4.00% APY 12-month certificate has guaranteed returns at maturity and no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Are you saving for college, wedding, retirement, or a large purchase? Reach your savings goals faster and open a 4.00% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 9/29/25. Insured by NCUA.
Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Max from Freeze Financial Group. All right, the clock does stop during a timeout. 2:22 left, 66-30 McDonald. A couple of carries for Dawson Moulton getting that out to the 15. So he now is over 300 yards rushing unofficially on the night. I have him at 304. The first carry got him to 299, then 304 and six touchdowns. It's an okay game.
Yeah, yep. That's pretty amazing.
And there was a Gale Sayers-like run from one side all the way to the other side of the field and scoring a touchdown. That was amazing.
Yeah, and just the, you know.
We've kind of marveled at plays. I mean, Luke Anderson, a catch, and Cale Holmes been just very savvy in the pocket. Got his first interception of the season. Good to get that out of his system, and now we can be done with those, right?
Yeah, and it was a tip ball, so.
Yeah, right. Well, I saw Patrick Mahomes, I think, had two tip balls. The first two possessions, he had interceptions on the Thursday night victory for Kansas City. Or was that Monday night? Monday night, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, boy, we've had a lot of delays. No wonder all the other games are done, right?
Yeah. I don't know if he's just talking to... I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, looking forward to getting this one in the books, and it's going to take a week just to wash these jerseys, folks. Dirty and muddy and... All right.
Timeout. Looks like they're going to maybe take their starters out of the game here.
Okay. All right. We'll keep it here with the Max in charge. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Also, make sure you look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance Highlight of the Week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok, brought to you in part by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Actually, brought to you fully by Mauer Sperry Insurance.
Do you guys need an explanation?
Sure.
Yeah, so number 11, the player that the refs had taken out of the game had come back in the game, and the refs were saying that he's got to go back out of the game, but then the trainer said that he's good to be in the game for one play, and then he's got to come back out of the game.
Okay, and that is Cole Sly, their starting quarterback, 5'11", 185-pound senior. Maybe they wanted him to
He might be out of the game again.
Yeah, okay. Well, a lot of delays. All the other action for eight-player in our sectional is done. But, all right. And we've got the backup quarterback, and there's the handoff for the Max.
And I think once we get this first down,
that
I'm thinking
be
that'll be it for the starters for McDonald.
Well, who's slow to get up? Is that okay? McDonald, and that's Eli Stepp, and he's kind of.
I think that's working a lot of exhaustion.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure. The line of scrimmage had been the 15, and well, this is football weather, right? I mean, it's cold and it's a little wet, and this has been a tried and true, a tough and hardy football battle throughout. Eli Stepp going to finish with 95 yards on the night, unofficially just shy of 100. And his counterpart in the backfield, Dawson Moulton, 304 yards and six touchdowns. Pretty gaudy numbers, but again, incredible defense by the Max tonight against this Flambeau offense, a team that's put huge numbers on the board, gave you their scores in the pregame. And now just letting the clock run inside of a minute 20.
Best formation right here.
Yeah, and Max will down it. And the cheering. And McDonald going to win this game 66-30 inside of the final minute. Thanks so much to our great sponsors, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Check Law Office, Holly Bovee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane, Tyson Ford, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Ashley Construction, Freeze Financial Group, Peterson Volker, Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, Nicolay Bank, River Country Co-op, Wisgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And that'll do it. That will be the last play of this game. McDonald going to win it. Stick around for the post-class post-game show and our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game. The Macs come out on top 66-30. The final 15 seconds will tick off the clock, and nobody's going to wait around to see it. The teams will shake hands. They fought hard, Seth. They fought hard, but McDonald they coming did. Out on top.
Yep,
the battle of conference champions.
Yeah, yeah. It was. You know, they never stopped competing.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good competitive game, and it was really nice to see.
Yeah. So congratulations to Flambeau on a terrific season. 11-1 they finished. McDonald ups their record to 10-1, off to level four action. And again, Seth, just to make clear, we know who that opponent's going to be. You've got the score here. It's Lena St. Thomas Aquinas, a winner over Leona Wabino, 38-14. That's the Mac's opponent next Friday night. We'll take a break here for the post game. Back in a moment on WOGO Sports. This is Mac's Playoff Football.
It's game time at CVTC. Kick off Govember Thursday, November 6th at our fall open house in Eau Claire and River Falls. Meet instructors, explore program options, and apply for free. Whether you're just out of high school or ready to take your career in a new direction, CVTC's flexible, affordable programs will help you gain the skills to step confidently into in-demand jobs and build the future you want. Take control of your playbook. Register now at cvtc.edu/fall.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
And the McDonald Macs a winner tonight, 66-30 at Flambeau, giving the Falcons their one and only loss of the season. This is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Seth Smisky, your son Grant, will have Coach Maloney a short time in the postgame here. But we saw the team with the plaque for winning level three. Mason Bussey leading the way as they came out to celebrate with the fans. And I don't know. I just know we love the McDonald's community. You've been a part of it, obviously, with Grant. But it means a lot for this program. They've had... great success in recent years, but here with an expanded playoff field and eight player, the Macs are into that elite group in the semifinals.
Yeah, from where we were when Grant was a freshman, to where we are right now.
Right.
It is pretty amazing how far McDonald football has come.
You know? And I have tasted, you know, the agony of defeat. I mean, talking about, you know, just whether it's a close defeat or that the crushing pasting that Wausau Neumann laid on the Macs in the postseason.
Yes.
But wow, this is sweet against an undefeated Flambeau team. All that is the history of Flambeau here at the Nest with Jimmy Leonard and his later success at Wisconsin. And we'll hear from Coach Maloney in a bit, but a sweet victory tonight and on to Level 4 next Friday night.
Yeah, and, you know, you got to expect things are just going to get a little tougher here. And, you know, our offense is clicking and, you know, that O-line is opening up some holes. And we got, you know, one of the fastest running backs, I would say, in eight-man football carrying the rock for us. So, you know, things are looking good.
Grant, you can ask him what you want, but, I mean, certainly the physicality. You can tell him Lena St. Thomas Aquinas the winner if he didn't know that already. And interested in whatever information you can garner on this one tonight. Very physical game. Hopefully everybody came through this one okay, because in about 165 hours we're going to kick it off again.
See if he's...
Yeah, he's waving. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So we will, I don't know if he has to change another battery.
Maybe.
Or what,
maybe.
Yeah, okay. And so any other, the Mac team still huddled. We'll get to the plenty to come here in the post-class, post-game show on WOGO, including the Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game. We could maybe take time to do that right now, Seth. It's time for that. brought to you by the attorney Kerry Kelm for the best defense off the field. Contact Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls, 715-210-8699. How about it? Defensive player of the game.
You know, I think tonight Ryan really impressed me with his containing and Mason, you know. So tonight I think you know, it's not like a you're not in the spotlight. It's unselfish what the ends are expected to do. You know, they got to ride that blocker out all the way. You know, it'd be nice to get greedy and just go upfield, but that's not helping your team out. So he impressed me. I mean, they did not run the ball outside much tonight at all. So,
Ryan Smisky and
Mason.
Yeah,
I'm going with Ryan. Ryan and Mason, yep, at the DN position.
There you go. The Kelm Law Firm Defensive Players of the Game tonight here. Thanks so much to Kerry Kelm for being one of our fantastic sponsors here for Max coverage on WOGO Sports, both on radio, also on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Grant Smisky going in for the interview with Coach Malone.
You guys got me?
Gotcha.
You good?
All right. And I'm going to track down the coach here.
Wrangle him. Get the hook out.
All right. I got him.
All right.
Go right ahead.
All right, Coach, this was one of your first full physical, you know, you guys haven't played very many four-quarter games this year where you're playing against a tough team like that. How do you think your team responded tonight?
Oh, my gosh. We knew our defense had to step up. We knew we were going to put points on the board. Our offense is just grooving. That was inevitable. And our defense came out and answered the game here and just did a fantastic job with, our aggressiveness. Our defense is so tough, and they're playing very, very good tonight. Again, we got to work a little bit on our defensive backs. These teams that are seeing that, we got to be able to defend the pass. So, again, this game totally goes to the defense that won this game.
And then it also a little chippy tonight, but your team, I mean, for the most part, kept with your number one rule, being a good person. What do you got to say about that?
Yeah, you know, that's what we tell them. You know, just play our game. You know, we did. We kept our mind about us, drew a couple penalties on them basically by just, you know, not saying nothing, not getting chippy back. They got kind of chippy, but you know, again, you know, it's too bad. You know, I mean, it's your last football game, and you want to go out winning, but you know, you got to be a little bit classy about that too. So our kids just did an awesome job of staying classy.
Absolutely.
So you know, hats off to them guys. Yes. And again, you know, I didn't realize this, but they gave us a sectional championship trophy.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. And, you know, the whole thing, I had no idea. And then all of a sudden this lady comes up and hands me a plaque, and I'm just going, okay, I guess that was quite the ceremony. But, You know, the kids are taking advantage of this here, so we'll get a couple pitchers going.
Awesome. Thanks, Coach. Good game.
Thanks, Grant.
Well, that must be part of the expanded nature of eight-player football with the expanded tournament. And so because McDonald's had success in the eight-player, but got to the semifinal, but now they've added really another layer to
it.
And starting even a week earlier, of course, the regular season finale week, but with the eight-player and fewer games generally. So, all right, post-class, post-game show. Thanks so much to Grant. And also, we've done the Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game. And so we'll check the stats and the highlights. Seth, get a final word from you on this one here.
Yeah, you know, defense was just, it was, for the most part, it was pretty light solid. I mean, they did not run the ball. We didn't really have to, we never got into a position where we're like, oh, what are we going to do? Are we going to stop the run? Are we going to stop the pass? You know, we were able to just focus on the run because they weren't getting anything on us at all. But I'll tell you what, that offense, it is fun to watch. It's fun to watch Dawson Moulton run the ball. I mean, 300 yards. And some of the moves he had tonight were just incredible. You know, and that catch by Luke over, you know, right over top of a guy. So, just, you know, it's really fun to watch.
Well, thank you so much, you and Seth. Thanks so much for joining us. And the Macs are down here. We'll let you go celebrate. Thanks
so
much.
All right. Well, thank you very
much. We'll see you next Friday night.
Yeah, see you next Friday.
All right. Yeah. As we told you earlier, some of those other results. Lena St. Thomas, a 38-14 winner over Leona Wabino. And so Lena St. Thomas of Aquinas is who the Macs are slated to play next Thursday in Level 4 action. Oakfield and Gilman also winners, both shutout winners tonight. 38-0 Oakfield, 36-0 Gilman. And that means they'll square off in the other semifinal to see who goes to Rapids for Saturday, November 15th for the 1 o'clock championship in eight-player football. Some of the highlights from tonight's game sounded like this. So the Macs being tested. Holm, pitch out, right side, taking it. Moulton on the right side. Let's see. No referee indication.
We got him.
Yep. All right, touchdown McDonald.
So far, I mean, we got to feel really good about the way we're running the ball. You know, and if we can get one up over top once in a while to Luke, that just adds another level.
And that's one of the great things of this McDonald offense. They've got the duality, right? They can run it or pass it. Holm under center. Back to pass. Three-step drop. He's going to toss one and out there to get it, and he's going to go to the house all the way. There it is. 6 points for the Macs on a 69-yard score. To Luke Anderson for McDonald in that first half. Their own 27, 73 yards from a score. They got a 69-yard touchdown pass to Luke Anderson. Last possession. Anderson just a junior. A lot of seniors on this Macs team, but that talented wide receiver back next year for McDonald when the plan is to go to 11 player. A pitch out to the far side. Moulton going to take it. Moulton into the secondary. Moulton could be off to the races. Dawson Moulton going to take it to the house. Oh, my. McDonald leads 20-6 on Dawson Moulton's 73-yard touchdown run. Throughout, see what they try with Cole Sly, their quarterback. Receiver in motion in the near side. Sly fakes it to him. Rolls to the right. Here comes the McDonald pass rush, and they get to him. Get to him for a big loss. The Macs get the ball. So, numbers that he's had throughout the season as he came in with 1,357 yards. Second down and four for the Macs from the 16. Handoff Moulton off the left side. He's going to bounce his way all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald, and they lead it 27-6. Those are your first half highlights, but there were highlights in half number two as well here from Flambeau tonight for the Macs.
Placed up there,
something
boys.
Good to invest in. All right. Now a receiver moving and kind of a creative play for the Macs. They're going to get it to Eli Stepp racing down the sideline, and he's going to score. Touchdown for the Macs on the very first play of the third quarter.
It's Caleb Leitz Lane, I think, and there was a good block on Caleb right there.
So gotcha. The 28-yard line, Oliver Taylor. This is a guy who gets overshadowed by some of the other bigger names on 15.
And they'll go for it here with 10:40 left in the third quarter, down 36-14. Lou Dasher, the senior, going to heave a long ball down the sideline, incomplete for Oliver Taylor, and the Macs take over on downs.
If they're not four-year starters, they were probably, a few of these are 3 years. I mean, it's...
Yeah. Second and nine now. Holmes, short drop. He's going to unleash one to Luke Anderson, and Luke able to catch it, and he's going to keep going. Luke, a race for the end zone, and he's going to get there.
Touchdown, McDonald!
34 to go in the third. They go up 42-14. That's trying to boost this lead, and they were pushing oh so close to one touchdown would have put to a running clock, but now that goes in reverse. So, all right, from the 31-yard line, and yes, the apple cider is good. 7:38 to go here in the third quarter. Cale Holm with the I formation behind him. Pitch out to Dawson Moulton. They continue with their workhorse. Moulton, the 35. He's going to cut back against the grain, a la Gale Sayers, the 40. All the way to midfield. Yeah, Moulton down the sideline. He's going to outrun the defender all the way. Dawson Moulton to the house for another touchdown. Are you kidding me? 69 yards. Here in this third quarter. Now, again, this touchdown with an extra point or a two-point conversion would get this to a running clock. Flambeau's only score of the second half was basically gifted to them. Otherwise, the Macs looking for their third score since intermission. Holm keeping it himself, then a late pitch out, and he's going to get it to Dawson Moulton for 6 points and a McDonald touchdown, leading it 56-22. Plus highlight point, either a kick or a two-point conversion to get that running clock and see what the defense can do to keep it at that level here in the fourth period. On the far side, there is Moulton. Moulton picking his way through the holes, getting all the way in for the score and another touchdown for Moulton, his sixth of the night, two straight weeks with six touchdowns. And those are your highlights, first half and second half. The Postglass post-game show, Postglass and Mirror, now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. What a night for the Macs. They fall behind 6-0 early. Then they score 28 points, only to see Flambeau get a score before halftime, 28-14. In the second half, the Macs keep it going, 38 more points. Ultimately winning this game by a final score of 66-30. Thanks so much to all of our sponsors. You'll hear them on the way out. In the meantime, our thanks to the Smiskies who helped me in the broadcast, both Seth in the booth and Grant on the sidelines in the mist that continues even now. And thanks to our video producer, Sam Aberle, and to Carter Jagger back at our WOGO studios. Again, the final score, McDonald winning at 66-30, and that means we've got Level 4 coverage for you next Friday night against Lena St. Thomas Aquinas, a 38-14 winner over Leona Wabino tonight. On the other side of the bracket, Oakfield and Gilman will battle it out as well to see who meets in Rapids on Saturday, November 15th, and we're hoping it's the Macs. Thanks so much for listening, for watching. The preceding has been a production of WOGO Sports. Good night and go Macs!
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Macs football on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, Nicolet Bank, Ashley Construction, Weirs Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Kelm Law Firm, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Maurer Speary Insurance, Quality Propane, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, and Check Law Firm. Thanks for listening to McDonald Macs Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.